of six this week between the Nuts and the Caps, testing the MLB stream feed here from Jackson Field on another steamy evening from Michigan State Capitol. Good evening from Jackson Field. It's game number 60 tonight for the Lansing Lugnuts as they continue their six-game set against the Fort Wayne Tin Caps. Adam Jackson with you from Michigan State Capitol. The Lugnuts coming in 23-36, while the Tin Caps 23-36 as well, thanks to last night's victory for the Nuts, a 9-5 win. And let's take you through how that one happened before we preview what we'll expect to see tonight. It was Fort Wayne looking like they were ready to win a fifth consecutive game against the Nuts, but Lansing had other ideas later in the game. Fort Wayne got up 4-0 as they had a couple of big swings from Basabe in the second, and then a RBI single from Calvin Malian to put them up 2-0, then a triple and a two-run shot from Lucas Dunn on back-to-back pitches in the third. And Mac Lardner had given up 4 runs, but after that, he settled in, would go through 5 innings and strand runners in the fourth and the fifth to put up a couple of zeros. That would allow Lansing to get back into the game. They scored 3 in the 3rd. Singles from Soderstrom, Winkler, and Anjules. And they brought in Butler, that'd be Johnny and Lawrence, and would push in one more as Denzel Clark came across to score after reaching out a fielder's choice. So it was 4-3, Fort Wayne leading. Lansing then tacked on 2 more in the 5th inning to grab their first lead of the game as Patrick McCall had a 2-hit night. He had the RBI single. Johnny Butler then an RBI single. 3 hits in all for Johnny Butler. Lansing led 5-4. And then with the bases loaded and 2 outs, Tyler Soderstrom delivered the knockout blow, a bases-clearing double, as he drove in his 2nd, 3rd, and 4th runs of the night. Third time this year that Soderstrom has had 4 ribbies in the same game. Now 2nd in the Midwest League with 42 on the season. And Lansing led 8-4 to double up the score. They would tack on 1 more, make it 9-4 in the 8th. Fort Wayne then would load up the bases, get a run against Angelo Infante in the 9th. But a great stint the game with the bases loaded. And Lansing prevailed 9-5 as they slugged 15 hits, second most number of hits that they've had this year. Fort Wayne gathered 12 hits in a game that took just under 3 hours to complete in front of 1,720 fans who came out for a dog days of summer yesterday. So that brings us to today, where Lansing is looking to take a 2-1 series lead and build on their performance from a night ago. Stevie Emanuels gets the baseball, the right-hander out of Washington, and he will face the lefty Jackson Wolf, the former West Virginia Mountaineer. 2 top 5 round drafts, draft picks going tonight, starting for both the Nuts and for the Tin Caps, as we get you ready for that opening pitch coming up in just about 10 minutes on another scalding hot evening from Michigan State Capitol. 90 degrees today after we saw the hottest temperatures of the season yesterday at 93 degrees. Good news, there is a firm amount of breeze as it's an 18-mile-per-hour wind gust tonight as the American flag whips towards right field here at Jackson Field. So when we come back, we'll give you the starting lineups as the Lansing Lugnuts and the Fort Wayne Tin Caps battle for the 9th time this year, and that's coming up here in just about 10 minutes. We'll step aside and return here to Jackson Field right after this.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes net, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Meet Keith, loving dad, board game champ, bus driving pro.
I drive 65,000 miles in my bus each year. If people knew what I know, lives could be saved. Like how there are some things I simply can't see. On my route the other day, a car tried to sneak past me and ends up right in my blind spot. I turned slowly, so accident avoided. But no car should be in the blind spot for a 40,000-pound bus.
It's our roads. It's our safety.
Visit www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Getting you ready for first pitch of Game 3 of 6 this week between the Fort Wayne Tin Caps and the Lansing Lugnuts. Adam Jackson tonight from Jackson Field pushing towards the 7 o'clock hour and that opening pitch. Let's get you the starting lineups beginning with the visitors, Fort Wayne. They came in 3-1 on Tuesday. And the Lansing got payback last night 9-5. So in a normal series format, tonight would be the rubber match. We'll just play three more games after that. So for Fort Wayne and their starting lineup tonight, they're led by first-year manager Brian Esposito. Jared Dale leads off the shortstop. Robert Hassel, the third, is the DH batting second. Lucas Dunn is at third, hitting third. Matthew Acosta's in center field batting cleanup. Jack Stronach is over at first base batting fifth. Olivier Basabe in left field batting sixth. Augustin Ruiz in right field, he swings seventh. Kevin Melian is at second and batting eighth. And Anthony Villar, as he is catching and rounding out the order. Dale, Hassel III, Dunn, Acosta, Stronach, Basabe, Ruiz, Melian, Villar. The nine that will face the right-hander, Stevie Emanuels. Fort Wayne in support of their lefty tonight, Jackson Wolf. All right, now on the other side for Phil Poles. Lansing Lugnuts also coming in with an identical 23-36 record to Fort Wayne. Gabriel Maciel with the night off last night. He's back leading things off tonight in center field. Lawrence Butler's on a 10-game on base streak. He's in right field batting second. Jared McDonald had a double last night, DH swinging third. Tyler Soderstrom, the four ribbies driven in last night, swings cleanup and plays first base. Lázaro Armenteros back tonight, batting fifth and playing left field. Eurybiel Anjuez is the shortstop. He hits sixth. Joshua Wright batting seventh and playing third. Matt Cross, the catcher, hitting eighth. And Saheed Valenzuela is at second to round out the Nuts order. Maciel, Butler, McDonald, Soderstrom, Armenteros, Anjuez, Wright, Cross, Valenzuela. It is a thirsty Thursday here at the ballpark. And as you know, that means we're going to have a rowdy crowd tonight. And we'll have a late arriving crowd as they come for the specials. And they are some good ones here at Jackson Field, as it's a Labatt Blue Thirsty Thursday, and hopefully this place fills up and the Nuts can give them a good show as they're warming up in the home white uniforms with those red ball caps tonight, while Fort Wayne going with the same road reds, tin caps in silver, block lettering across their chest, gray caps, and the red bills. The Nuts and the tin caps, as we take a closer peek at the starting pitching matchup tonight. Beginning with Stevie Emanuels, he really got roughed up the first time he faced Fort Wayne. That was way back in late April. Remember, he gave up 7 hits, 6 runs, and 4 home runs. That's the second time Stevie Emanuels has given up 4 home runs in a game. That's a franchise record. He set that mark last year, did it again early this year. That was in a stretch of 2 straight games within a week where Emanuels gave up 6 home runs. Here's what's special about that. That was back on April 23rd and April 30th, then against Lake County, where he gave up 2. Since then, he has not given up any home runs in his 7 outings. He has been much better. Fastball, curve, slider, and a changeup for Stevie Emanuels, the fifth rounder in 2020. And the 23-year-old will take the hill tonight, hoping the Lugnuts can prevail once more to pick up their 24th victory of the season. On the other side, Lansing facing another lefty, Jackson Wolf, and this was the key for Fort Wayne winning Game 1. Throw a lefty against the Nuts. They have struggled against lefty starters this year, just 3-11. And on Tuesday, it was Robert Gasser that went five innings. The lefty gave up just five hits and no runs with four strikeouts against this Nuts lineup. Tonight, it'll be Jackson Wolf, the fourth-round selection last year from West Virginia. Fastball, slider, and a changeup out of the Columbus area in Ohio. And that first time out against the Nuts, he did struggle, just like Stevie Emanuels. He gave up seven hits, five earned runs with a walk, did have five strikeouts. The Tin Caps did end up prevailing back in that game on April 23rd. They won 13-9. As remember, it was Fort Wayne winning five of the first six against the Nuts in that opening series. This is the second series in Lansing after dropping a fourth straight to Fort Wayne to open up this series Tuesday. Bounced back with a 9-5 victory last night. We'll see what tonight has in store. It's another hot one, 90 degrees with the wind whipping at Jackson Field. Both teams lined up out in front of their first and third base dugouts. Lugnuts have taken the field. And now for tonight, we send it out to the PA for tonight's national anthem. All right, just about ready to go here for Lugnuts Baseball on this Thursday, June 16th, 2022. Adam Jackson with you from Michigan State Capitol. The Lansing Lugnuts and the Fort Wayne Tin Caps battling in the 60th game in 2022. Nearly that halfway point as we'll play 132 regular season games this year. The Nuts defensively line up like this. Lázaro Armenteros in left, Gabriel Maciel in center, and Lawrence Butler in right. Joshuan Wright and Aribiel Angeles are on the left side of the infield. Saeed Valenzuela at second, Tyler Soderstrom at first, and Matt Cross catching the balls and strikes tonight of the right-hander Stevie Emanuels, the 6'5", 225-pound, 23-year-old out of Bellevue, Washington. He's the former University of Washington Husky product, the fifth-round selection by the A's in that shortened five-round 2020 draft. Fastball, curve, slider, and a changeup as he looks for better results against Fort Wayne a second time around. And nearly 2 months later, he gets his steps tonight. Lugnuts finishing up their theme song here at Jackson Field. And now we will send it down to the field for tonight's most important announcements. All right, there we go. A dynamic duo tonight down on the field joining our host, Amanda. Great stuff. Play ball, indeed we will. On a hot night, 90 degrees. It's all sun above us, though. And we are ready for baseball. Jared Dale steps in from the right side. Again, those red tops, gray pants, and red socks tonight for the Fort Wayne Tin Caps. Emanuels comes set. And here comes tonight's first pitch. Low and outside, ball one, right on time at 7:05. Dale batting just 6-44 in the month of June as he leads off for the first time in this series. The pitch, hammered foul out towards Cedar Street to our left. One ball, one strike. Corey Rozier gets the night off, at least to start. He's been the leadoff man the first two games of this series for Fort Wayne. Emmanuel set from the stretch, left foot in front of the right, throws. Line drive out to right field, dropping for a base hit. Butler goes, cuts it off from the gap. Rounding first, Dale thought about second, but Butler got there quickly and wings it in. It's a leadoff single for Jared Dale. Well, it was a couple of nights ago that Fort Wayne had the first two hits of the game turn into the first two runs of the game. Those were doubles from Rozier and Hassel. It's a single from Dale, and now here comes Robert Hassel III. Wearing number 9 from the left side of the box, Emmanuels. Uniform flapping in the wind, throws, and the pitch slides low and inside. Ball one. And we talked about that 4-home run performance that Fort Wayne had the first time out against Stevie Emmanuels. Robert Hassel III. Emmanuels 1-0. On the ground, that's through the middle, past the right side of Valenzuela. Rounding second, Dale is heading to third. Butler flies in to play it again as he loses his cap. And they're at the corners with nobody out to start this game for Fort Wayne. Last night it was Fort Wayne that got off to a 4-0 lead through the second and third innings offensively. Lansing eventually would score 9 straight and hold on to win 9-5 as they left the bases loaded in the ninth. Tin Caps threaten to score early again. Here's Dunn. First pitch. Throw is airmailed out to center field by Cross. Stolen base for Hassel. Dale easily coasts in. It's 1-0 Fort Wayne. So that'll be an error on Matt Cross, a stolen base for Hassel. Good backup at least by Maciel, so Hassel had to stay put at second. But 2 hits, a stolen base, an error, and the game's first run. Nice pitch, and that slides away. 2 balls, no strikes. Not the start you were looking for Lansing. Trying to build on a great performance last night, at least the back half. Emmanuels set from the stretch and throws home. On the ground, this is a line drive base hit through right field. Butler comes up to play it, throws it in. It's cut off by Soderstrom. Hassel holds at third, and they're at the corners again. 3 straight base hits to open this game for the Tin Caps. Everything right now by Stevie Emmanuels getting lined out to right field. Dale, Hassel, and Dunn all going that way. And Fort Wayne looking for a big first inning already with 3 hits. And now Matthew Acosta, the cleanup man, coming up. Righty on lefty, the pitch. Lined out to center field. Maciel has to let it hop, and it gets by him. It's going to run all the way to the wall. Hassel comes in to score. Dunn is right behind him. Acosta rounding second. He comes to third and stops there. It's a 2-run triple, and it will be actually a hit and then an error on Maciel. But to third goes Acosta, and it's 3-0 Fort Wayne. So that's 4 straight singles to start this game. And Fort Wayne trying to equal the 4-run lead they had yesterday and do it in this first inning. Don Schulze not going to let them have another batter, though, before he heads out there to talk with Stevie Emmanuels to try and slow things down. What a start for Fort Wayne. Emmanuels pitched horrendous in his last performance. A week ago against West Michigan, he went 5 innings, gave up 4 hits and just 1 run with 3 walks, 3 strikeouts, and a 7-2 victory. That was the back end of a doubleheader that came last Friday against West Michigan after the rainout on Wednesday. But tonight, 4 straight singles. 3 runs have come in. And a dastardly start for the Nuts. Jack Stronach trying to add for Fort Wayne. The pitch home. On the ground, this is hard hit. Pass to diving Valenzuela to right field. RBI single. Stronach delivers. Acosta scores. 4-0. Tin Caps. And right now, Stevie Emanuels just can't get an out. Next up is Olivier Basabe. Righty on righty, the pitch. Swing and a miss as Emanuels dropped that one out of the zone. Strike one. Dale Hassel, Dunn, Acosta, Stronach, all with singles. Five straight to open the ballgame tonight. And it's 4-0 Fort Wayne in the first. Emanuels set and the pitch home. Inside. One ball, one strike. Fort Wayne won that first meeting against Lansing with Emanuels 6-2. They hit four home runs. Wild, they only scored six singles tonight, and they've already got four. 1-1. Swing and a miss on the heater at 93, 1-2. Five straight singles. Have not seen a lot of home runs in this series, and Fort Wayne, not a big offensive squad. They come in with the lowest team batting average, 213, 41 home runs on the season, but they've done it with singles in the first. 1-2, swing and a miss. That's in the dirt. Throw down to second. Cross. A strike him out, throw him out as he gets Stronach. That's much better from the Nuts. Bases clear, two away. First strikeout for Stevie Emanuels, and for Matt Cross, some redemption after he threw the first attempt on a stolen base. Then he went to second into center field. That one on the money, and Valenzuela with the tag. Now Augustine Ruiz steps in. Shift on for him to pull to the right. Laces this back foul, strike one. Fort Wayne four. Lansing will come to the plate for the first time in the bottom half of this frame. Stevie Emanuels looking to strengthen now and bounce back from a tough start. The pitch, swing and a miss. Good-looking breaking ball that drops out of the zone, 0-2. Emanuels, ERA just up over 5 through his 11 games and 8 starts coming into this one. 31 runs. The pitch, that just misses, 1-2. 29 walks and now 54 strikeouts with the latest coming moments ago. One ball, two strike pitch to the lefty. Hard hit, foul, first base side as it scatters Granato down there in the bullpen for the Nuts. We've seen this at times this year from Stevie Emanuels. Jesse and I have spoken on it, where he has one half inning where he gets hit hard. But usually, that's it. Then he settles in. The 1-2 pitch. Lifted out towards left field and foul. And it remains one ball, two strikes. Usually it comes a couple half innings in. Tonight coming to open up the game, but we'll see if Emanuels can continue his theme and bounce back here and still pitch strong. Next one is a weak grounder towards first, swept up by Soderstrom, tags the bag with his left foot, and that will do it for this first inning. Fort Wayne strikes in a big way. Five straight singles, four runs, and then a strikeout, a throwout at second, and a groundout. Fort Wayne 4, Lansing coming to the plate for the first time when we return to Jackson Field.
Worry about how much someone drinks.
Do you feel angry or depressed most of the time? Do you feel neglected or unloved?
Do you feel you attract people who tend to be compulsive or abusive?
Do you have money problems because of someone else's drinking?
Are you afraid or embarrassed to bring your friends home?
Do you feel that if the drinker loved you, she or he would stop drinking?
If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
More than half of all adults have a family history of alcoholism.
Not everyone trapped by alcohol is an alcoholic.
Families and friends are suffering too. call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
Hi, I'm Marcos Martinez with the Lansing Lugnuts, Group Sales Account Executive. If you're looking to bring a group out this summer to have a blast at the ballpark, give me a call at 517-827-2584. I hope to hear from you, and go Nuts!
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
Well, the bad news, Lansing trails 4-0 as they come up to the plate for the first time in the bottom of the first. The good news, their offense was red hot last night. 15 hits, 9 runs. They trailed 4-0, came back and won. Can they duplicate that performance tonight? Here's the first pitch from the left-hander, Jackson Wolf, and it's in for a called strike one to Gabriel Maciel. Center fielder tonight, Lawrence Butler and Jared McDonald will follow against the lefty and fourth-round selection last year, Jackson Wolf out of West Virginia. The 0-1 flies high and outside. One ball, one strike. Wolf with good height to him, 6'7", 205. The 23-year-old stands as he leans over and rocks back and forth on the hill. Comes set, lifts the leg and throws. Bouncing ball, one hopped right back to the glove of Wolf. Runs it over to first, tosses in time. And there's the first out for the Nuts as Maciel is retired. Jackson Wolf with a fastball, slider, and a changeup out of the Columbus, Ohio area. Pitched once against the Nuts this year, gave up 5 earned runs that way back in late April. Here's Lawrence Butler. First pitch off the end of the bat, cues foul down the third base. Lawrence Butler has been riding well for the Nuts. He's on a 10-game on base streak, a 9-game hitting streak, and another double last night. The pitch. That's in there. Strike two. Butler now with 4 extra base hits in his last 5 games. Let's see what he can do tonight. Now in a hole. No balls, 2 strikes from the left side of the plate. The pitch home. A little bit high. Perhaps a touch outside as well. 1-2 strikes on Lawrence Butler. During his 10-game on base streak, batting 361. The pitch. Reached on and fouled down the first base side. Remains 1-2 strikes. He's 13 for 36 in those 10 games with 4 doubles, 2 triples, a home run, 5 driven in, 5 walks, 9 strikeouts, and 2 stolen bases. How about that for Lawrence Butler? The pitch home. Breaking ball, and he shoots it back off the netting. Was a little bit early on it, but waited just long enough to get a piece. And it remains a ball and 2 strikes on Butler. Lawrence wears number 1 on the back of his home white Lugnuts uniform. Wolf's pitch. That's fouled. Just dumped over the top of the netting beyond the third base dugout. Fan down there had an opportunity to make the grab out of midair. Couldn't quite come up with it. Butler, the 6'2", 215-pounder, stirs that bat in front of him from the left side of the plate. Jackson's pitch. In on the hands, popped up to shallow right. Meleon, the second baseman, back a few steps, 2 hands above his head, makes the catch, 2 outs. Good contact there by Lawrence, but a lot of weak contact. And ends with the pop-up, and here comes Jared McDonald. 4-0, Tin Caps, as they hit 5 straight singles to open up this ball game. Now McDonald, who had a double, steps in. Breaking ball loops way outside. Ball 1. Wolf's next pitch. Lifted out to left center field and falling. It's a base hit. Coming over to his left is Basabe to field it and gets it back in. Jared McDonald continuing to hit well over the last 10 or so games. He's got another hit tonight against the Tin Caps and keeps this inning alive with 2 outs. Jackson Wolf this year, ERA just under 4.5 through 11 games in 10 starts. He's given up 25 earned runs, 4 home runs, 22 walks, and 69 strikeouts. The lefty throws to Tyler Soderstrom. First pitch jumps inside to the left-handed. Number 2 prospect in the A's organization, Tyler Soderstrom, out of Turlock, California. First overall pick for the A's in 2020. The pitch home. On the outside corner, 1-1. Opponents batting just .219 against the lefty, Jackson Wolf. But Tyler Soderstrom, a guy that can get to, it seems, anybody. 4 more driven in last night. Third time he's had 4 RBIs in a game this year. The pitch on the ground. That's back up the middle. Another base hit rolling into center. Around second, McDonald flying to third. Wide turn for Soderstrom. He stays put at first. They're at the corners with 2 outs with Nuts in this first inning. Back-to-back games for Tyler Soderstrom with a couple of hits. He's already got his first hit tonight. And it keeps the inning alive for Lázaro Armenteros. Wolf set from the stretch in the pitch. Armenteros hammers this ball out to center field. Straightaway shot, it's out of here. That was crushed. An 8th home run this season for Lázaro Armenteros, and the Nuts are right back in this game. 4-3, Fort Wayne in the first. That's the first home run this week for the Lansing Lugnuts, and it comes in a 2-out rally. McDonald, Soderstrom single, Armenteros goes boom in a big way to center field, out towards the outfield lofts. And here's Aribiel Anjeles. Standing in, takes the first pitch, strike 1. What a swing from Lázaro Armenteros. My goodness. That's over the 20-foot wall in center and cleared with no problem. The pitch. Anjeles fouls it back up towards the seats. No balls, 2 strikes. I'll have to check the dimensions on that one. And just in time, 457 feet. The pitch. That's up high outside. 1-2. Exit velocity of 102 for Lázaro. Wolf's next pitch comes inside. Aribiel straightens out. 2-2. First pitch swinging for Armenteros, and he didn't miss it. 4-3, Fort Wayne in the first. His 7-run first inning. The pitch. Bending back is Anjeles. It's now 3-2. What's more impressive, this all coming with 2 outs. Fort Wayne did all their damage with nobody out. They got 5 straight singles and then 3 straight outs. Lansing does it the opposite way. 3-2. Swing and a foul tip, not held onto by Villar. Not only did Lansing do it after 2 outs, Lansing did it with the long ball, while Fort Wayne did it with 5 straight singles. Both ways work. Fort Wayne's way has worked 1 run better so far. 3-2 pitch. Anjeles swings and misses, and that's strike 3. First strikeout tonight for Jackson Wolf. But a 3-run shot for Lázaro Armenteros, his 8th home run this year. And Lansing's right back in this game. After 1, already 7 runs up on the board. Fort Wayne in front by a run.
Food safety affects us all, and you can make a difference using OK to Say.
Did you know that in 81% of violent incidents in U.S. schools, at least one other person had information that a school attack was planned but failed to report it?
How many lives could have been saved if just one person had said something?
OK to Say can change that. OK to Say is an easy and confidential way for Michigan students to report anything that threatens their safety or the safety of others.
If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, you can submit a confidential tip using the OK to Say mobile app.
Or you can submit by text, email, the OK to Say website, or call 855 okay to say.
The tip information is confidential, so you never have to worry about retaliation, rejection, or being labeled a snitch. It's that easy.
You might be the one person who helps to prevent a tragedy.
Take a stand and protect yourself and others by using OK to Say, because if you won't, who will?
Hi, I'm Nick Bertoia. I'm the Corporate Sales Manager here with the Lansing Lugnuts. If you're a business looking to plan a fun outing to reward employees, treat clients, and build team morale, give me a call at 517-827-2598 to talk more about our great group venues. Now back to Lugnuts Baseball. Go Nuts!
Hi, this is Russ Langer, voice of the Las Vegas Aviators. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now back to the action. Alongside Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jaxa.
Second pitch of this second inning is a hard hit ground ball through the left side. Base hit for Kevin Malayan. And just like Fort Wayne started the first inning, they've got a leadoff single to open up the second inning. It's 4-3, Fort Wayne leading as we bring you back to Jackson Field. Lansing got a three-run shot from Lázaro Armenteros that went 457 feet to get them back in the game. But Stevie Emmanuel's trying to come out and have a better performance in this second inning as he faces 8-9-1. Anthony Villar now steps in. The pitch home from Emmanuel's. Fastball outside. Ball one. The good news, they were all singles. The bad news, five straight happened, and they were all pretty good contact against Emmanuel's. The pitch. That's outside. Two balls, no strikes. Villar waits from the left side. Emmanuel's the right-hander. Throws home. Shot foul, third base side. And it's 2-1. So far through just six games in June, Anthony Villar, who's making his series debut tonight for Fort Wayne in the third game of six this week, 2-14 in his six games in June. Average on the year, .206. No home runs, 8 driven in for the lefty. No batting gloves for Villar. The 2-1 flies outside, and Emmanuel's now behind three balls and a strike. No walks in that first inning, just 5 hits, 4 runs. And now has given up a base hit to start this second and in danger of allowing the first two to reach behind 3-1. The pitch home. Runner takes off for second. It's ball four anyway. And beat up his route to second there after it was ball four to Villar. He's got there a little bit quicker than he needed to. For Emmanuel's, though, he needs an out because now you have to go right back through the top of this order that just hit you hard with those five singles a half inning ago. Villar digs in from the right side. Red Sox pulled up. Bat above his head. Emmanuel's pitch. Dale squares to bunt, and it's foul as it kicks back behind the plate. Strike one. Fort Wayne did it with good pitching in game one to win 3-1. They scored the first three runs. Lansing could only muster one run as Soderstrom batted in the lone run that night. He's got 5 RBIs to Soderstrom through the first two games of this series. And already another base hit tonight. His bat is heating up. 0-1 pitch. That's low. One ball, one strike. Melian is at second. Villar is at first. Nobody out in the second. 4-3, Tin Caps. 1-1 pitch. Emmanuel's drops in an off-speed pitch. Strike two. That's a good-looking breaking ball. Fastball, curve, slider, and a changeup for Emmanuel's. Trying to locate with some of those secondary pitches to keep Fort Wayne guessing. Stevie comes set. The pitch home. On the ground, weakly hit towards short. Angele shovels to second for one, and that's all they can get because the ball was slowly rolled out that direction. Melian sprints to third. So they're at the corners with one out in the second inning. And now it's Robert Hassel the third. Bobby Barrels, they call him. He's been great this year, leading the Midwest League with a .317 batting average. The pitch home. Hard hit. Angele slides to his left, makes the catch behind second. He's still on the seat of his pants, and Melian faked like he was going to try and go home. Angele was ready to throw from his backside to Matt Cross at home plate if he did, but what a grab for the second out. They had him shifted up the middle, and thank goodness they did. That was hit right over the bag at second. And instead of another run coming in to make it 5-3, it's a second out and an opportunity for Stevie Emanuels to get out of this second inning with no runs allowed. Lucas Dunn steps in from the right side. Runners at the corners, two away. The pitch. Slatter gets away up the first base side. Cross sliding but can't get there in time. Melian read it well. A wild pitch brings in the game's fifth run for Fort Wayne. Jared Dale advances to second. It's been a struggle all year for Stevie Emanuels with those wild pitches. That's now his 17th. That slider is just so difficult for these catchers to keep it in front. And Cross did keep it in front, but couldn't keep it next to him there. The 1-0. Lined out to right field. Butler looks up. That ball is off the top of the 23-foot wall in right. Butler throws it into second late. It's a sliding double, and it scores Jared Dale, 6-3 Fort Wayne. For a moment, Lawrence Butler gave up on that ball, but then realized it was hit too close to the corner, right above the BWL, Boardwater in light letters that stick out from the 23-foot wall in right, that tuck in with the Shaheen Country sign in the corner, and that just inside of the ivy that then dips back down to the normal 10-foot wall to the left. Matthew Acosta now digs in. Takes a fastball inside. Ball one. So Butler was positioned out there in front of the 10-foot wall. He thought it was over his head for a moment. One, but it stayed in. Pitches outside. Two balls, no strikes. And just hit that top corner right before it segments down to the 10-foot wall. Out and right. That saves from another run coming in for the moment. And just a double. Emanuels 2-0 pitch. That's outside. Three balls and no strikes. Well, we told you Stevie has had some half-inning blow-up performances in his outings where he has one half-inning that he gives up runs and then shuts down the squad the rest of the time. That pitch in there. Strike one. Not the case so far tonight, giving up four runs in the first and now two in the second, and more really hard contact. 3-1. Shoots in there, strike two. Boy, we had a four-run, 14-hit game on Tuesday. We had 14 runs and 27 hits yesterday. The 3-2. That's down low, ball four. Cross sliding around, has knocked it down, now finds the baseball. Acosta walks there at first and second with two outs. And already tonight, we're not even through an inning and a half. We've got 9 runs and 10 hits combined between these two teams. And already have 2 lug nut errors up on the board. What a wild 60th game so far this year for both teams. And again, we will get our second visit in this game from Don Schultze, the Lugnuts pitching coach in his second year. For Stevie Emanuels, he's just trying to figure it out right now, but Fort Wayne is barreling everything. They're laying off pitches out of the zone. They've collected 7 hits, 6 runs, And believe it or not, that double from Lucas Dunn, which was home run distance, just didn't quite get over the 23-foot wall in right, was their first extra. Five straight singles to open up the first. Then a single to open up the second, followed by a walk. A hard hit, screaming line drive that Angeles caught up the middle for the second out. And then the torch double by Dunn, the walk to Acosta, and here's Jack Stronach. Pitch thrown in on the outside corner, strike one. Stronach had the RBI single in the first. Fort Wayne 6, Lansing 3, top two at Jackson Field. Game 3 of this 6-game set. Emmanuel throws. Lifted out to shallow left. Coming in is Armenteros. Slows up. Makes the catch on a jog, and that's going to do it. Two more hits, two more runs. Fort Wayne 6, Lansing 3. Bottom two coming up from Jackson Field.
What makes essential workers essential?
We build safe roads for you to drive on.
We harvest fresh produce for your families to eat.
We help you heal when you're sick.
We get you where you need to go.
We keep where you work and live clean and safe.
We make sure you get what you need to make your household work.
You're the essential workers who help our nation run. You're in every city, town, and corner of our country, and you come from all over the globe. And you have essential protections under the law. I'm Marty Walsh. The Wage and Hour Division at the Department of Labor helps ensure you receive the essential protections you deserve. If you have questions about your pay or about your job protection during an illness, visit our website or call 866-4-US-WAGE. That's 866-487-9243. We can provide help in more than 200 languages.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Labor.
Hi, everybody. My name is Jake Darnell, and I'm a new ticket account executive here with the Lansing Lugnuts, and excited to have everybody back in for group events here at the ballpark. For wanting to get a hold of ticket package needs or building an enhanced ballpark magic experience for this season, feel free to get in contact with me, and I'd love to help you get set up from a small corporate client event to a small little get-together for friends and family. So feel free to get the magic out here. Let's see what this ballpark can really hold, and look to hear from you all soon. You can contact me here at the office at 517-827-2582 and ask for Jake.
Hi, this is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
Bottom of the second inning, runs galore so far. It's 6-3 Fort Wayne as Joshua Wright steps in, takes a first pitch strike from Jackson Wolf. Second pitch on its way. Bouncing ball towards short, charging is Dale, has it, sets, fires, and guarding from the sun, Stronach bends down, makes the catch. And there's one away to open up this second inning. Lansing rallied with two outs in the first inning, got two singles from Jared McDonald and Tyler Soderstrom. Then Lázaro Armenteros buried a first-pitch fastball to straightaway center field, 467 feet, to get them on the board. But Fort Wayne tacked on two more in the top half of this inning. Here's Matt Cross. First pitch zips in, strike one. A 90-degree evening as the stadium slowly fills up, usually that late-arriving crowd on these Thursday evenings. The 0-1, that's in there, but a little bit low. One ball, one strike. The tough news, Lansing not out of it yet, but Thursdays have been their best days this year in terms of win-loss record. The pinch. Cross takes the off-speed in there, strike two. Lansing plays Tuesday through Sunday, just like the rest of the Midwest League. That league-wide off day on Monday and Thursdays, they have a 7-2 record on this day. The pitch lifted out to right center field over the second baseman Melian for a base hit. Cross is aboard as he goes the opposite. Becomes the fourth man to reach tonight for the Nuts. One on, one out. Lansing on Tuesdays, 3-6. Wednesdays this year, they're 4-4 after winning last night. 7-2 on Thursdays. Just 2-8 on Fridays, 4-9 on Saturdays, and 3-7 on Sundays. So Thursday, not only their best day, but the only day they have a winning record. Here's Saheed Valenzuela steps in. Lifted out to left center field. This is crushed towards the Miller Lite sign, and it goes off of that sign and bounces back down. Into third comes Cross, and cruising into second with a double is Saheed Valenzuela. First pitch swing in, and he ripped it. And the Nuts are coming right back here with runners at second and third and one away. First extra base hit this year for Valenzuela in his 20th game as a Lugnut. He hit one hard like that last night, but it didn't quite get out to right field. And that's a good way to turn the card over as we go back to the top of the order for Gabriel Maciel, who leads this Lugnuts team with a 306 batting average. The first pitch. Maciel fouls it back, and that one stings in on Anthony Villar. He'll take an extra moment to gather himself after that foul ball. So how about that, though? Lansing 7-2 on Thursdays. It gets even better at home. They're a perfect 4-0 on Thursdays. I mean, how could you not be with the crowds that they've had this year? Their first Thursday of the year came against this Fort Wayne team back in late April. They won 2-0. The 0-1. Hammered back off the net. No balls, two strikes. Tin Caps up 6-3 in the second. Lugnuts with runners at second and third. Remember that first series against Fort Wayne, Lansing lost 5 of 6 games. So the only game that they won was the game on Thursday. And again, their record, a perfect 4-0 at home on Thursdays this year. So that'll be put to test. Long way to go, bottom two, but Lansing down by 3 early. But the offense seems to be humming after 15 hits last night. They've already got 5 more tonight with one out and a runner, or two runners on, and Maciel at the plate. Got to protect the 0-2. Swing and a miss, strike 3. Boy, Maciel does not strike out much. That's just his second strikeout in his first 32 at-bats in June. That is a big out for Wolf and a huge breaking ball to get Maciel. Still got to get through this man, though. Lawrence Butler on his torrid pace, trying to extend his 10-game on-base streak. A base hit here could score 2 and make it a one-run game again. Lefty on lefty to pitch. Hammer down the right field side, hooking foul as it crosses over to Larch Street and bounds into the Paramount Coffee parking lot. Oh, he was just a touch too far out in front of that breaking ball. Otherwise, this game is tied at 6. Lawrence was looking for his 6th home run of the year. Stirs that gold bat in front of him with those white batting gloves wrapped around the handle. The 0-1 pitch. Swatted out to right field. Hanging up, though, and Ruiz makes the catch. Backpedaling just in front of the track. And Butler goes down for a second time. Lansing leaves 2 runners stranded at 2nd and 3rd. We're through 2. It's Fort Wayne 6, Lansing 3 at Jackson Field.
Do you worry about how much someone drinks?
Do you feel angry or depressed most of the time? Do you feel neglected or unloved?
Do you feel you attract people who tend to be compulsive or abusive?
Do you have money problems because of someone else's drinking?
Are you afraid or
Do you feel that if the drinker loved you, she or he would stop drinking?
If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
More than half of all adults have a family history of alcoholism.
Not everyone trapped by alcohol is an alcoholic.
Families and friends are suffering too.
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
Hi, I'm Marcus Martinez with the Lansing Lugnuts, Group Sales Account Executive. If you're looking to bring a group out this summer to have a blast at the ballpark, give me a call at 517-827-2584. I hope to hear from you, and go Nuts!
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
A 90-degree evening weather-wise, and the offenses have been red hot as well. 9 total runs, 12 total hits. And it's a 6-3 Fort Wayne lead as we bring you back to the third. Adam Jackson with you tonight from Jackson Field. Appreciate you stopping in for game 60 in 2022 for the Lansing Lugnuts. Stevie Emanuel's back out there. First pitch of the third. Flies in, strike one. 6, 7, and 8. Olivier Basabe, Augustine Ruiz, and Calvin Melian, the three batters that come to the plate. Emanuel's looking for a shutdown half inning. The pitch. That bounces in front of home plate and then goes off the tip of Cross's glove, pops way up in the air, and goes to the backstop where Augustine Ruiz discards it back over towards the Nuts dugout. Phil Pohl takes a couple of steps to his left to go pick it up and retrieve. The 1-1 pitch sweeps off the dirt again, and it's 2-1. Emanuel says already thrown 40-plus pitch innings. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Good off speed at 84. Basabe out in front of it. He was the lone strikeout so far that Emanuel's racked up in that first inning. And Emanuel's with a 2-2 count on him again. Here comes the pitch. Way up high. And the breaking ball didn't come back down across the plate. It went over the head of Basabe. That seems to have continued the issues tonight, that those off-speed and secondary pitches just haven't been consistent for Emanuel, so he's had to rely on the fastball. 3-2. High bouncing ball, back up the middle, it's a base hit. And there you go, same type of thing there. 2-2, you got an opportunity to go breaking ball, see if you can get a called strike or a swing and a miss. Miss badly, and then have to come back with the fastball, and Basabe ready for it. And gets it back through for now the 8th hit for Fort Wayne. The good news, 7 have been single. 6-3, 10 caps in front in the third. Now the 7 hitter, Augustine Ruiz, steps in from the left side. Emanuel's throws. Popped up center field. Backing up is Maciel. Now comes in on a jog. Slows the jog, makes the catch to his left. One out. Well, that's much better for Stevie Emanuel's. So with one out and one on, it's Calvin Melian that steps in. Base hit and a run scored in the second when he came up. Digs in from the back of the box on the right side. 6-3, 10 caps in the third on a sunny evening. The pitch. That bends in there, strike one. Good breaking ball from Emanuel's. Shadows taking over in left and center field in the deeper parts as the wind howls towards 20 miles an hour. Out towards the 0-1. Bouncing ball, could be two. Angeles charges, shovels to second, back to first. Double play. Angeles flicked that with his wrist out of his glove over to Valenzuela. 6-4-3, highlight double play to end the top of the third. It's the first zero put up for Stevie Emanuel's. Here comes the Nuts offense, trailing 6-3 at Jackson Field.
I found hope in the midst of an overwhelming situation.
I let go of trying to control things that I had no control over, and that helped me find peace of mind.
Alcoholism is a disease that can affect any family. Everyone suffers, but there is help and hope at Al-Anon Family Groups.
I was constantly stressed and worried. Now I approach each day with joy and gratitude.
In Al-Anon, families and friends of alcoholics find new ways to heal from the effects of a loved one's drinking.
Al-Anon gave me my life back. I'm a better father and husband.
Are you in an overwhelming situation because of someone else's drinking?
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Local and virtual meetings are available. Maybe one could work for you. For information, call 1-866-200-0033
or visit alanon.org/hope.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
Off to the bottom of the third, we push at Jackson Field on a hot, steamy Thursday evening. Let's go Nuts chant going across the park on a thirsty Thursday, presented by Labatt Blue. Adam Jackson with you. Jared McDonald leads off this third inning, 6-3 Fort Wayne. First pitch, ball one. Tyler Soderstrom, Lázaro Armenteros to follow. This part of the order is what helped bring in the first three runs of the game for the Nuts, thanks to an Armenteros three-run shot. The pitch, hard hit, bouncing towards short, scooped up by Dale. Throws back to first, and a lunging swipe off the ground. Stronach picks it and makes the play just before McDonald gets there. Fighting the sun, scooping in front of the bag, up the line, and he still made the play. That's well done by Jack Stronach, fighting the elements of both the dirt and the sun. So one out, and here comes Jared McDonald. Jared McDonald sit down. Here's Tyler Soderstrom. Lefty on lefty, the first pitch. High hopper foul, first base side. Craig Conklin backs it up, makes the play, and tosses deep into the stands for a fan. Soderstrom went back up the middle for a base hit in his first at bat, looking for a third straight multi-hit game. 0-1. Hard hit foul, first base side. No balls, two strikes. Tin Caps doubling up the Lugnuts, 6-3 in the bottom of the third. A 90-degree evening as fans surround the field of play, wrapped around the 360-degree concourse here at Jackson Field. 0-2. That slides away from the lefty Jackson Wolf. One ball, two strikes. Told you Wolf, he gave up five runs to the Nuts the first time around back in late April. He's given up three on one swing tonight. The 1-2. Reached on, poked out to shallow left field, and it circles Dale and goes over his head. Another base hit, and Tyler Soderstrom, for a third straight game, has a multi-hit game with two hits in his first two ABs. Dale was trying to get the right read on it. He spun one way, spun the other, and either way you spin, he wasn't going to get to the blooper that just dropped in right over his head. When you're going well, you're going well. And certainly Tyler Soderstrom is heating up. Lázaro Armenteros time up. The pitch. Breaking ball outside. I think you could have guessed 10 times out of 10 that Jackson Wolf was not going to deliver him another first pitch fastball. He instead went high arcing breaking ball away. Here comes his second pitch. Wings it in there. Off the plate again. Off speed. 2-0. Armenteros, 467 feet, a rocket into the air to straightaway center the first time up. That's why the Lugnuts have three on the board. Next pitch outside, three balls, no strikes. Well, the way to avoid giving up another home run, don't put one in the zone for Lázaro Armenteros. Looking for his 22nd walk this year. And trying to reach for a second time tonight. The 3-0. Standing, taking, fastball all the way, 88, inner third of the plate, strike one. So Jackson Wolf gets back into the count, pumping in the fastball. We'll see what he goes to here on 3-1. The lefty set, throws. Way inside, and that kicks away from Villar. Soderstrom jogs up to second. So first and second now with one out in this third inning. And Aribiel Anales coming to the plate. Jackson Wolf, the fourth round selection last year out of West Virginia. Went to high school in Lincoln High School, where he also played basketball, but he played with some pretty talented guys. Nick Ward, former Spartan, Matthew Moyer. The pitch. lifted out to right field. That's headed towards the gap. Acosta going back there, and it's Ruiz that makes the catch back in deep right center field. Soderstrom tags to third, and there's the second out, a long second out by Angeles. He hits that anywhere else, it's got a chance to get out of here. It had the height, it had the center field jut. It bumps out to 407 from the 337 that it is over in right field. So you got to hit it extra if you go that far and to that route. So it'll take a Josh Juan Wright two-out hit to see if the Nuts can tack on to their three runs they already have, trailing 6-3 in the third. Jackson Wolf comes home. Way inside, and that gets away from Villar, and Soderstrom comes in to score. Up to second goes Armenteros on the wild pitch. Well, Stevie Emanuels threw a wild pitch to bring in Fort Wayne's last run. Jackson Wolf does that here, and it's now 6-4. Boy, no lead, no amount of runs are safe in this game tonight. Josh Juan Wright has had a good start to this series as well. 3 for his first 5. The pitch, breaking ball, loops in there, strike one. He was 3 for 4 with a double coming into tonight. Grounded out to shortstop in his first at bat. 10 runs up on the board with 14 hits. We're in the bottom of the third. The pitch. Swing and a miss from Wright. Trying to chase that one that dropped out. Nice off speed there at 77 on the breaking ball from Jackson Wolf. One-two pitch. Bouncing ball. Snagged, though, as Wolf grabs it on the mound. And a long underhand toss running over to first in time to Stronach. And that'll do it. Second comebacker grabbed off a hop tonight by the lanky lefty, the 6'7", Jackson Wolf. Lugnuts get a run back thanks to the wild pitch after the base hit from Tyler Soderstrom. And we are headed to the fourth with Fort Wayne up 6-4 at Jackson Field.
How much someone drinks.
Do you feel angry or depressed? Do you feel neglected or unloved?
Do you feel you attract people who tend to be compulsive or abusive?
Do you have money problems because of someone else's drinking?
Are you afraid or embarrassed to bring your friends home?
Do you feel that if the drinker loved you, she or he would stop drinking?
If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
More than half of all adults have a family history of alcoholism.
Not everyone trapped by alcohol is an alcoholic.
Families and friends are suffering too.
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
Hi, I'm Marcos Martinez with the Lansing Lugnuts, Group Sales Account Executive. If you're looking to bring a group out this summer to have a blast at the ballpark, give me a call at 517-827-2584. I hope to hear from you, and go Nuts!
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
Top of the fourth inning, 6-4. Fort Wayne leading in the first pitch from Stevie Emanuels. Gets a swing and a miss. And he comes back out for a fourth inning against Anthony Villar after the Lugnuts go down in that last half inning but did get a run to come across. Next pitch, and that bounces in, out of play. Tyler Soderstrom scored on the wild pitch after he got on for a second time tonight. The 1-1. That's up high and outside. 2 balls and a strike. Emmanuel's next offering. Up high, and that's 3-1. Stevie was able to work out of a leadoff man reaching again in the third with a double play that was well turned by Aribiel Angeles at short. The pitch, that comes in on the inner half of the plate, strike two as Villar raised his elbows out of the way. Thought perhaps that might be ball four, but digs back in with that open stance from the left side of the plate for the catcher tonight, Anthony Villar. The 3-2. In on the hands, bouncing ball towards third. Charging Josh Wainwright, bobbling, gets it and won't have a throw to make behind the mound, and that's going to be an error on Josh Wainwright. The third error tonight by the Lugnuts. Almost might be better that he didn't throw it, knowing that he would have to rush it, and Soderstrom is staring right into that sun. Even with his sunglasses on, we've seen that be an incredibly difficult play for first baseman right around this point in the game when that sun is dropping. The pitch home. That's a slider that hits on the outside corner on Jared Dale, strike one. 6-4 in the top of the fourth. Or should we say Chippendale, according to the video board out and left. Well done, Terry. The pitch. That's on the inner half of the plate. Just off the black. 1-1. One of the chipmunks up there for the headshot for Jared Dale on the video board. The 1-1. Runner takes off for second. It's on the ground. Angeles Fields will throw to first, his only play. Soderstrom looks it in to the first out of this fourth inning. Villar gets to second. 6-4, Fort Wayne winning. Hey, good news today out of Oakland. The A's have won their second game in the month of June, their 22nd win this season. They have finale. Got off to a 3-0 lead. Ended up leading 4-1, and Boston got two back in the eighth inning to make it 4-3. First pitch to Robert Hassel. Jumps in there, strike one. And Oakland survived and got out of Fenway with the victory. Another two-hit day today for Ramon Laureano, a double. Christian Bethencourt had two driven in with another hit. The pitch, down low, one ball, one strike. Seth Brown also scored a run, had a hit. And Jonah Bride, who just had his first base hit yesterday as a big leaguer, had another hit today. 1-1. That swatted foul down the third base side, out of play. One ball, two strikes. So good news for the A's. They come home for a series against Kansas City, who's been slumping in the AL Central. And good news for all of us. Ken Korak will be back on the mic, and we get Jesse Goldberg-Strassler back here in Lansing. Time called. Jesse making his major league debut. What a treat for him. Well-deserved three games up in Oakland with Vince Contronio. Flying back tonight. We'll see him at the park tomorrow. The pitch, that's down low. Two balls, two strikes on Robert Hassel III. So hopefully the A's can utilize that victory in the series finale against Boston today and get rolling this weekend back in the Coliseum. The pitch home. Robert Hassel, one, hops it back to Emmanuels, turns and looks the runner, Villar, back to second. Throws it to Angeles. It gets by him, goes to Valenzuela. And now the other way, Josh Wainwright runs it down and tags the back of Anthony Villar. Oh, my goodness. That is why you have backup right there, and that works out. Tried to toss that baseball to Angeles, and Valenzuela ended up getting it. It'll go 1-4-5 with a fake out, throwing to six in between. Whatever works, right? The pitch. That scoops away and gets to the backstop on Cross. He has no idea where it is. Rounding second and going to third is Hassel as he's in safely. Oh, my goodness. Well, Matt Cross just had no idea where it was. And again, it's that tough pitch in the dirt from Emmanuels that Cross has struggled with, and all the catchers have struggled with this year. Here's the 1-0. Swing and a foul tap. One ball, one strike on Lucas Dunn. 6-4 our score. If you're just joining us, you've missed quite a bit. Fort Wayne had five straight singles to open the game and scored four runs before the first out was recorded. 1-1. Bends back Dunn. Two balls and a strike. Then Lansing with two outs in the first. Got a base hit from Jared McDonald. Another base hit from Tyler Soderstrom. And then Armentero swatted a ball to center. The pitch. Checked it. Dunn, did he offer? No, he did not. Three balls and a strike. Jared Molman, the home plate umpire tonight, checked with bases umpire Clyburn Rondone. Runner at third with two outs. Emmanuel's trying to keep this a two-run game. The 3-1 pitch from Stevie. Bouncing ball, weakly hit, will be a tough play. Anales charges, scoops, throws on the run, and Soderstrom snatches for that final out. Heck of a play by Auribiel Anales to keep Fort Wayne off the board in the fourth. Let's head to the home half. Fort Wayne 6, Lansing 4 from Michigan State Capitol.
Do you think it's okay to say?
Did you know that in 81% of violent incidents in U.S. schools, at least one other person had information that a school attack was planned but failed to report it?
How many lives could have been saved if just one person had said something?
Okay to Say can change that. Okay to Say is an easy and confidential way for Michigan students to report anything that threatens their safety or the safety of others.
If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, you can submit a confidential tip using the Okay to Say mobile app.
Or you can submit by text, email, the OK to Say website, or call 8555-OK-TO-SAY.
The tip information is confidential, so you never have to worry about retaliation, rejection, or being labeled a snitch. It's that easy.
You might be the one person who helps to prevent a tragedy.
Take a stand and protect yourself and others by using OK to Say, because if you won't, who will?
Hi, I'm Nick Bertoia. I'm the corporate sales manager here with the Lansing Lugnuts. If you're a business looking to plan a fun outing to reward employees, treat clients, and build team morale, give me a call at 517-827-2598 to talk more about our great group venues. Now back to Lugnuts Baseball. Go Nuts.
Hi, this is Russ Langer, voice of the Las Vegas Aviators. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now back to the action. Alongside Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jaxa.
All right, here we go to the bottom of the fourth. Thanks for joining us from Michigan State Capitol. It is the Nuts trailing the Tin Caps 6-4, but their offense has been rolling. Let's see if they can get some more runs. Matt Cross digs in, and the first pitch outside, ball one. Cross with a single tonight. Valenzuela, who bats ninth, had the double. They were left at second and third in the second. Lansing has trailed throughout. The pitch. That's low and outside. Two balls, no strikes. Throughout sounds like a longer term. We're only in the fourth inning, but it feels like this has been a f***ing. How much has been going on? And another crowd buzzing. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Two balls and a strike. Fort Wayne with four in the first. Lansing three in the first. Fort Wayne two in the second. Lansing one in the third. There's your 10 total runs. 14 total hits. Three total errors. The pitch. Cross swings and misses at that one low. Two balls, two strikes. Both starters still in the game, though. Jackson Wolf has now thrown 55 pitches. 39 for strikes. For the lefty, who comes set 6-7 on the hill. Stands up straight and throws. That's fouled down the right field side and heads over Larch Street and then bounces back. Look out, it's coming back across the road. A van had to slow down as that baseball was bouncing around. You just never know with the passing traffic what they're going to get. 2-2. That slides inside and low. More incentive to not pass by the park during the game and just come on in. Great crowd tonight, as always, on another Labatt Blue Thirsty Thursday. And the 3-2 pitch. That's whacked out to right field, hanging up and running in a couple of steps. Augustine Ruiz makes the catch. And there's one away in the fourth. GM Tyler Parsons would tell you that you should come to Jackson Field on a Thirsty Thursday. Come support the Nuts. He's somewhere in the ballpark tonight. Zahid Valenzuela steps in from the right side. And here comes the pitch from Wolf. That's low and inside. Ball one. Lansing with three hits in the first, two in the second, one in the third. They've had a base runner in every half inning. One out in the bottom of the fourth. They trail 6-4. The pitch home. Valenzuela pops this up. Left side of the diamond. Dale, the shortstop, coming over behind second and makes the catch by his teammate Melia. So we'll go back to the top of the order for Gabriel Maciel. We've only had one, two, three half innings so far, and that was because of a well-executed double play by Aribe Alangeles after a base hit from Basabe. But Lansing in danger of going down 1-2-3 if Maciel can't reach here in this fourth inning. Two outs, bags clear, and the first pitch to the righty. Squares the bunt, pops it up in front of home plate, and a two-handed grab by Villar as he stepped right in front of home plate. It won't get much easier than that, and Lansing is indeed down 1-2-3 in the fourth. Let's head to the fifth, Fort Wayne 6, Lansing 4.
What makes essential workers essential?
We build safe roads for you to drive on.
We harvest fresh produce for your families to eat.
We help you heal when you're sick.
We get you where you need to go.
We keep where you work and live clean and safe.
We make sure you get what you need to make your household work.
You're the essential workers who help our nation run. You're in every city, town, and corner of our country, and you come from all over the globe. And you have essential protections under the law. I'm Marty Walsh. The Wage and Hour Division at the Department of Labor helps ensure you receive the essential protections you deserve. If you have questions about your pay or about your job protection during an illness, visit our website or call 866-4-US-WAGE. That's 866-487-9243. We can provide help in more than 200 languages.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Labor.
Hi, everybody. My name is Jake Darnell, and I'm a new ticket account executive here with the Lansing Lugnuts, and excited to have everybody back in for group events here at the ballpark. For wanting to get a hold of ticket package needs or building an enhanced ballpark magic experience for this season, feel free to get in contact with me, and I'd love to help you get set up. I can put you in place with everything from a small corporate client or friends and family, so feel free to get the magic out here. Let's see what this ballpark can really hold, and look to hear from you all soon. You can contact me here at the office at 517-827-2582 and ask for Jake.
Hi, this is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
Already in out as we come back for the top of the fifth. A hot shot to Tyler Soderstrom at first, and Matthew Acosta is put away. And the first pitch poured in to Jack Stronach for strike one. Thanks for joining us tonight as we move to the fifth. 6-4, Fort Wayne leading. Stevie Emanuel's back out there. The pitch, and that's down low. Ball one. Well, we talked about Stevie sometimes having some struggles in a half inning and then starting to get going. It was two half innings where he gave up runs, but he hasn't given up any since, starting to lock in. 1-1. That's outside. Two balls and a strike. Now, he did leave a couple runners stranded at second, or a couple runners stranded in the second, and then left a runner at third stranded in the fourth, but no runs given up the last two half innings. Already one away here. 2-1. That's on the outside part of the plate. Three balls and a strike. We have to say a couple hellos to some of the Lugnuts supporters that are checking in tonight. The 3-1 pitch. That's up high. And ball four for Jack Stronach. Our great Baby A's supporter, Kim, is listening in. And she is enjoying checking out the Nuts on a Thirsty Thursday. Kim, thanks so much for joining us. Such a big supporter of the Athletics. We always love hearing from her. And how about Leanne Cook from South Bend and Marsh, two big Nuts supporters. Here's a bouncing ball, third base side, and foul from Olivier Basabe. Leanne says hello from South Bend, a special hello to Marsha Bullard, and a quick get well to her. Keep up the good job tonight. Well, thanks so much. And Marsha, wishing you well. Hopefully she is, sounds like maybe a little bit under the weather, but we wish her a speedy recovery. Two big Lansing Lugnuts supporters. The 0-1 pitch. That's low and outside. One ball, one strike. The Nuts currently down 6-4, but this just has the signage of a wacky one tonight. After all, it is a wild, thirsty Thursday, and it only deserves a crazy finish. 1-1, that's outside. Two balls and a strike. Yesterday was pretty intense. After we had a quick 3-1, two-hour and 16-minute game on Tuesday, yesterday it was 9-5, and Fort Wayne left the bases loaded in the ninth. The 2-1, hard hit on the ground, Angeles backhands, and it gets under his glove, and he immediately thrusts his fist in anger as that ball gets beyond him. Just missed it, and you know what probably happened there? Arribia was thinking too, and just picked his eyes up before he put his mitt and got that baseball in there. And unfortunately for the Nuts, that one probably going to be a fourth error. And Don Schulze will march out there and go visit Stevie Emanuels for a third time tonight. Well, that double play aided Stevie Emanuels back in the third inning. And he certainly could have used it there, but Angeles is just unable to come up with it. That will be an E6 on Arribio. So they're at first and second with one out in the fifth. Lugnuts getting some arms up down in the... He's now thrown 79 pitches. Looks like it's Diego Granado who is slated to go. He's had, well, long of a week of rest. So he will be the first guy it looks to be out of the pen tonight once Emanuels is done. As Stevie would love to get through five here, but he's got work to do. Augustine Ruiz steps in from the left side. The pitch. That's in there on the outside corner. Strike one. Fort Wayne tonight with 6 runs on 8 hits. And looking for more. The 0-1. Popped up into right field. And Butler tracking over to his right from the sun into the shade. Makes the catch. Advancing both guys. And the ball's cut off by Angeles. And now they've got Basabe in a rundown. And now Valenzuela comes home. Sliding into play. Into the tag is Stronach. That is beautifully executed by the Nuts. Butler threw it to third. It was cut off by Angeles. Then threw to Valenzuela. Valenzuela checked Stronach, who was trying to score when they had Basabe in the rundown. He throws a dart to Matt Cross, and that becomes the third out of the inning at the plate. Well done by the Nuts defensively. We head to the home half of the fifth, 6-4 Fort Wayne.
What makes essential workers essential?
We build safe roads for you to drive on.
We harvest fresh produce for your families to eat.
We help you heal when you're sick.
We get you where you need to go.
We keep where you work and live clean and safe.
We make sure you get what you need to make your household work.
You're the essential workers who help our nation run. You're in every city, town, and corner of our country, and you come from all over the globe. And you have essential protections under the law. I'm Marty Walsh. The Wage and Hour Division at the Department of Labor helps ensure you receive the essential protections you deserve. If you have questions about your pay or about your job protection during an illness, visit 4US Wage. That's 866-487-9243. we can provide help in more than 200 languages.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Labor.
Hi, everybody. My name is Jake Darnell, and I'm a new ticket account executive here with the Lansing Lugnuts, and excited to have everybody back in for group events here at the ballpark. For wanting to get a hold of ticket package needs or building an enhanced ballpark magic experience for this season, feel free to get in contact with me, and I'd love to help you get set up. I can put you in place with everything from a small corporate client event to a small little get-together for friends and family. So feel free to get the magic out here. Let's see what this ballpark can really hold, and look to hear from you all soon. You can contact me here at the office at 517-827-2582 and ask for Jake.
Hi, this is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
One ball, one strike on Lawrence Butler, and the third pitch flies in there down low, 2-1. Adam Jackson with you tonight from Jackson Field, bottom 5, 6-4. Fort Wayne has led the entire way, but Lansing erased a four-run deficit last night, trying to do it again tonight. Next pitch, wave and a miss, and Lawrence now 2 balls and 2 strikes. He's 0-for-2 in his first two at-bats. Comes in with that 10-game on-base streak. Trying to get on here for the Nuts. The break even. Slider flies away, and it's 3 balls, 2 strikes. Fastball, slider, and a change for the lefty, Jackson Wolf. Fourth-round selection out of West Virginia last year. In good company of Mountaineer starters. 3-2. High bouncing ball to first. On one hop, comes down for Stronach. He runs over and tags the bag with his left foot. One away in the fifth. Jackson Wolf, the third West Virginia pitcher in the last decade that's been selected in the first 5 rounds of the Major League Draft. We talked about this last time he started. The other two, Michael Grove, who was taken in the second round in 2018 by the Dodgers. First pitch, that bends low and inside to Jared McDonald, ball one. And the other, one that Jesse and I are familiar with, Alec Manoah. Mount Manoah was the first round selection in 2019 by the Blue Jays. Unfortunately, Manoah skipped Lansing, never made it here. The pitch, that's down low. 2 balls, no strikes. Part of that, why he skipped, because he was drafted in 2019, and then, of course, 2020, we didn't have the season, and then 2021, new organization, 2-0. That's flied foul up into the suite section area. Look out as it ricochets to the concourse. 2-1. McDonald already with a base hit and scored the Nuts' first run tonight. The 2-1. Swinging a hopper down towards third, waiting on a few bounces. Dunn has it behind the bag, throws high up on his right leg. Stronach grabs it and hangs on to the base. 2 outs. Good balance there from Jack Stronach. And great eyesight to find that one in the sun, too. Basically, the entire left field side in the outfield is now shadowed. Some patches in center and right. Tyler Soderstrom steps in, turns as he takes the breaking ball in the inner half of the plate. Strike one. Striping in the infield as well as the sun fades to the left of the park. Soderstrom 2-for-2 tonight. 0-1. Nubber off the end of the bat, third base side. Wolf off the mound, throws dart to first in time. Jackson Wolf, well done, fielding his position and gets Tyler Soderstrom for the first time. And all of a sudden, Jackson Wolf has set down 8 straight Nuts going back to the end of the third. Let's head to the sixth.
Student safety affects us all, and you can make a difference using OK to Say.
Did you know that in 81% of violent incidents in U.S. schools, at least one other person had information that a school attack was planned but failed to report it?
How many lives could have been saved if just one person had said something?
OK to Say can change that. OK to Say is an easy and confidential way for Michigan students to report anything that threatens their safety or the safety of others.
If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, you can submit a confidential tip using the OK to Say mobile app.
Or you can submit by text, email, the OK to Say website,
or call 855-OK-TOUSSAY.
The tip information is confidential, so you never have to worry about retaliation, rejection, or being labeled a snitch. It's that easy.
You might be the one person who helps to prevent a tragedy.
Take a stand and protect yourself and others by using OK to Say. Because if you won't, who will?
Hi, I'm Nick Bertoia. I'm the corporate sales manager here with the Lansing Lugnuts. If you're a business looking to plan a fun outing to reward employees, treat clients, and build team morale, give me a call at 517-827-2598 to talk more about our great group venues. Now back to Lugnuts Baseball. Go Nuts.
Hi, this is Russ Langer, voice of the Las Vegas Aviators. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now back to the action. Alongside Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jaxa.
First pitching change of the night as we bring you back for the sixth inning. Diego Granato's first pitch buzzes up and in as Calvin Melion hits the deck. And there's ball one, the first pitch tonight from the right-hander, Granato. 6'1", 210-pound, 25-year-old from Cuba, signed as an international free agent in 2019. And towards head-high level on Calvin Melion. So he digs back in from the right side, 6-4, Fort Wayne in the sixth. The pitch in there, outside corner, strike one. We'll give you Granato's numbers here in a moment. Let's check in on how Stevie Emanuels did, though, tonight through five innings. The pitch, that's down low. Two balls and a strike. Emanuels gave up the eight hits, five coming on the first five batters of the game. Four runs, all earned. One walk, two strikeouts. And the pitch. Bouncing ball back up the middle to his right. Valenzuela has it in straightaway center, but dropped the baseball on the transfer. Would have been a tough play anyways. Ruled a base hit. They've got Emanuels in his line giving up a home run, but he did not give up a home run tonight. Gave up a double that nearly was a home run, so that'll have to be changed. Diego Granato steps in to face Anthony Villar. The pitch, down low and outside, ball one. Nine hits tonight for Fort Wayne. The only home run has come against Jackson Wolf. And the pitch, and that shot foul. Strike one. So the eight hits allowed by Emanuels, six runs, five of which were earned, three walks and the strikeout. And the pitch, that's outside, two balls and a strike. Lansing trailing 6-4 in this sixth inning as Anthony Villar trying to reach for a third time tonight. Walk and error, and now at the plate with one on and one nobody out, and a 2-1 count. Next pitch on the outside corner, 2-2. Granato coming into this one with an ERA 4.75 through 16 games. Two, swing and a miss as he changed it up and brought it in on the outer half of the plate. Good pitch from Granato. And there's the first strikeout for Diego Granato. He's given up 12 earned runs this year, just a couple home runs, 14 walks, and now 23 strikeouts. His opponents bat just under 280 against the righty out of Cuba. Back to the top of the card and Jared Dale. First pitch flies in, knee high, strike one. 6-4, Fort Wayne, top six. What a boost this Fort Wayne team gets this week offensively. The pitch. That's outside. One ball, one strike. Ian Kinsler, the Major League Baseball All-Star and World Series champion from a few years ago, is now working for the Padres as a baseball operations and player development special assistant. He's in town this week. The pitch. outside, 2 balls and a strike. We saw Ian yesterday. He's been out working with the hitters when they take BP, and the Rover in town. Ian Kinsler near and dear to the Michigan fans because he played over in Detroit with the Tigers a few years. Bouncing ball is foul, third base side. 2 balls, 2 strikes. He was the second baseman for Detroit from 2014 to 2017. Of course, had his long career with the Rangers, 2006 to 2013. Then stints with the Angels, the Red Sox, and then his last year with the Padres in 2019. So he now joins their baseball operations and is in town to help out with Fort Wayne this week. The pitch. This is hard hit past the diving attempt of right into left field. It's a fair ball. Rolls around Armenteros, wheels it in. To third goes Melian, and a stand-up double for Jared Dale. He's now got 2 hits tonight, and here comes Fort Wayne. I think Ian Kinsler would be okay with that swing right there. Dale leading off tonight as Corey Rozier gets the night off. And now Don Schulze out there to visit with Granato and the entire infield. Just to finish up on Kinsler, 4-time All-Star in 2008, 2010, 2012, and 2014. And pretty cool tonight. Fort Wayne got done with their BP. The turtle cage was out there and no one was in the box. So Ian picked up a bat and he started to take some BP. Pretty cool to watch the 4-time All-Star and World Series champ Ian Kinsler in town as a baseball operations and player development special assistant to help out with the Padres' High A affiliate, the Fort Wayne Tin Caps. On the other side for the Athletics, they are hoping they can find a way out of this half inning with no runs allowed. Infield drawn in, second and third with one out. Here's Robert Hassel the third. The pitch home. That's low and outside, ball one. 1-for-3 tonight for Hassel. Base hit, then stole second, and scored in that first inning. Bobby Barrels. The 1-0 pitch. Takes strike one, fastball in at 89. A 6'2", 195-pound outfielder and 20-year-old Robert Hassel III out of Franklin, Tennessee. That's from the left side. Second and third, one away. The pitch floats outside. 2 balls and a strike. Out of Independence High School. That's located in Thompson Station, the Independence Eagles. He was a 2-time recipient of the Tennessee Gatorade Player of the Year, was Robert Hassel. The pitch kicked back off the top of the netting. And it in 3 games here against the Nuts, or 3 games rather, back from the COVID list, he is 6-for-15 with 4 runs, 3 doubles, a triple, and a home run. That'll do. 2-2 pitch. Outside. 3 balls, 2 strikes, and we mentioned it earlier, but in the first time around against Stevie Emanuels, 2 home runs in that meeting back in April. Emanuels out of the game now, though, after 5 innings. Diego Granato trying to work out of this jam. 3-2, infield in, second and third, one away. Granato comes home and misses way outside, ball four. So the bases are loaded for Fort Wayne in this 6th inning. And the Tin Caps teetering on breaking this one open. Well, Lansing did a good job after getting behind 4-0 in the first inning of cutting back into the deficit to get it to 4-3. They got it to 6-4 now, but Fort Wayne, an opportunity to go back up big. Lucas Dunn takes a fastball that pours in at 93, strike one. He has had a good night in the 3-hole. 2-for-3, and nearly 3-for-3 outside of a great play by Angeles at short. The 0-1, way outside as Cross sweeps to his right. 1 ball, 1 strike. Melian is at third. Dale is at second. Hassel is at first. And Granato trying to somehow wiggle his way out of this jam. Infield back into double play depth. The 1-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. 83 with the change piece. And Granato, a nice job to get out and ahead of Dunn, 1-2. His first out in this half inning came via the K. Maybe he's got another one of those against Dunn. 12 at bats. 1-2 pitch. Fisted foul, first base side. The Lugnuts bullpen extra exuberant down there to go out there and pick up that loose foul ball. They were hopping out of their seats, looking for something to do over there in the shade. So 1-2 pitch. In on the hands, bounced, a jumping grab. Joshua Wright tags the man at third, but then throws wide of the bag at first. Nearly had a double play, but he missed through to first base. Soderstrom still caught it, and a run comes in. Fans don't like it, but Jared Molman, Clyburn Rondon, the bases umpire, all over it. Boy, that nearly was a great double play to get the Lugnuts out of this half inning. It'll be a fielder's choice RBI for Lucas Dunn. Melian scores 7-4 Fort Wayne. Runners at first and second as Dale was the man that was tagged out. Two outs for Matthew Acosta. The pitch home. Hard hit over the jumping Valenzuela into right. Butler takes it off one hop, will fire it in. Here comes Hassel to the plate. Ball is late, and it's 8-4 Tin Caps. Over to third, Scoots Dunn. So the near miss on the double play leads to two runs now and potentially more as Fort Wayne has now doubled up Lansing in this sixth inning. Jack Stronach now steps in. First and third, two outs. Diego Granato's pitch. Down low, ball one. Well, you knew it just felt like there were more runs to be. Lansing now is going to have to play their part after they get their final out to get theirs. The pitch. Low and outside, two balls, no strikes. And I believe for the first time this year down in the pen, the right-handed Charles Hall warms for the Nuts. Captain Hook, the 2-0. That's down low. Three balls, no strikes. Charles was just brought up from the AZL and ACL, rather, to come up and join the roster just a couple of days ago. The pitch. That's down low, ball four, and the bases are loaded again. Granato just struggling to find the zone. A couple of walks in this half inning. And we'll see if they give him one more here. Charles Hall continues to warm down on the bullpen side for the Nuts, right field side. Here's Olivier Basabe. The pitch. That's outside, ball one. So this half inning where Granato has taken over, base hit, strikeout, double, walk, fielder's choice, single, walk. And the bases are loaded. Matthew Cross is going out there to talk with Granato, try and slow him down here as that's five straight balls that he's thrown. 8-4 lead as the Lugnuts in danger of letting this one get away. And the Tin Caps would love to pour it on. When they won that first series against Lansing back in late April, it took 5 of 6. They scored a ton of runs. 10 runs, 9 runs, 13, twice, 6 runs. The score win was a 3-1 victory. They've got 8 runs tonight. The 1-0 pitch. That just misses down low, 2-0. So Granato now has missed 6 times in a row, and he's just trying to find a strike. But you got to be careful with Basabe. 1-for-3 tonight with a base hit in that third inning. The pitch home. Down low, 3 balls, no strikes, and nowhere to put him. Granato is struggling. Chance to come back here, though, with the bases loaded. Dunn is at third, Acosta at second, Stronach at first. Already 2 runs are in. 3 multi-run half innings tonight for Fort Wayne. 3-0 is down low, and it's back-to-back 4-pitch walks, and that brings in a run. And now Phil Pohl off the top step, and that looks like it'll be it for Diego Granato. There's the motion to the pen, 9-4 our score, as Augustine Ruiz set to come up to the plate here. And it looks like it will be Charles Hall that rejoins the Lansing Lugnuts, and he will pitch for the first time in 2022. The man out of Virginia, just southwest of D.C., 27th round selection in 2019 from Tusculum University. He joins the Nuts after he was suspended to open the season. Just put on the roster a couple of days ago and brought up to Lansing. Tusculum, the D2 school. Quite the story for Charles Hall, the right-handed 27-year-old fielder who spent 3 years after high school living at home, working at Panera before pursuing his path as a college pitcher. And here he is, and last year for the Nuts, he was a Midwest League relief pitcher of the year and an all-star. ERA just up over 2, 12-for-17 in saves, 43 games and 64 innings pitched. He gave up just 3 home runs with 21 walks, 79 strikeouts, and opponents batted 191 against him. And we tabbed him Captain Hook last year for his high arcing breaking ball. That curveball electric to play off his fastball. And we'll see how he looks in his first outing in 2022. Back in the Lansing Lugnuts, red, white, and black. He faces Augustine Ruiz. Bases loaded for Charles Hall to try and get out of this jam. 9-4. Tin caps. First pitch jammed, and that shot over towards Shohei Tomioka. Look out in the dugout as he jumped back. Good news, it hit the fencing of the dugout. And Phil Pohl heads out as that ball ricocheted back onto the Jackson Field logo up the first base side in foul territory. Grabs the baseball. Now we're ready to go. Hall spins that baseball in his fingertips behind his back. Steps off and will reset. 3 runs already in, 9-4. Fort Wayne in front. Hall trying to get out of this half inning. The pitch. There's that high looping breaking ball shooting in for strike 2. So difficult to see that pitch and then see the change of speed fastball that Hall can go to. See what he comes to here. The 0-2 from the righty. Breaking ball again, just wide. Tried to pin it on the outside corner. 1-2. Hall, 5'11", 170-pounder. Was the 33rd round selection in 2019. The pitch home. Hard hit on the ground at first, swept up by Soderstrom, runs to the bag himself, wins the race, and that'll do it. So Charles Hall comes in, throw jam, but the damage already done. They give up 3 runs on 3 more hits and 3 walks. It's now Fort Wayne 9, Lansing 4, bottom 6 coming up from Jackson Field.
the years, you've brought them into your home. You were prescribed opioids after the C-section, when Dad injured his back, when your basketball star tore his ACL. Opioids helped with the pain, and you held on to them, just in case. But did you know holding on to unused opioids puts your family at risk? Opioids are powerful pain-reducing prescription medicines, but most people who are prescribed opioids don't finish their prescriptions. So millions of unused opioids are sitting in homes across the country. And tragically, more than 100 Americans die every day from overdoses involving opioids. What can you do to protect your family? Remove the risk of unused opioids from your home. Pills, patches, or syrups in drawers, purses, and cabinets, anywhere they might be hiding. To find out how to dispose of them properly, visit www.fda.gov/drug disposal.
This is Alex Jensen, voice of the Stockton Ports, single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. You're tuned in to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the game. With Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jaxa.
Not to fret, the mighty Jesse Goldberg-Strassler will return to his throne tomorrow evening. We can't wait to welcome him back after a three-game basis with those Oakland Athletics. The Voice of the Nuts returns tomorrow. We hope that you can come out to the park tomorrow night, 7:05 start, as it'll be a faith and family night here at the park. First pitch is in there. But down low, ball Wolf. Adam Jaxa with you for the bottom of the sixth. 9-4, Fort Wayne now leads after a three spot in the top half of the sixth. Wolf comes set, kicks the right leg up and throws. Swing and a miss by Armenteros. Chase that one low and out of the zone. Strike one, or make that strike two. Armenteros hammered a ball to center field. His first at bat tonight for his eighth home run this year. A three-run shot, the pitch. That's fouled off the front leg of Armenteros and into fair play. No balls, two strikes remains the count on Lázaro. A long half inning that Jackson Wolf had to wait there, but he's back out. And he's worked pretty well tonight after giving up the early runs. Swing and a miss. That drops out of the zone, and Armenteros down on strikes. Third K for Wolf. You go back to the first couple half innings. It was that big swing by Armenteros to give Lansing three in the first, and then one more came in the third. But since then, no runs from Jackson Wolf allowed. The pitch at in there, low. Ball one to Eurybiel Angeles. 0-2. Strikeout in the first, fly out in the third. Angeles with that long sleeve pink underneath his home white uni. Pink ankle guard on the front left foot. The pitch bends out of the way. Two balls, no strikes. He's got the pink shoes on as well, and looks to be the dark red batting gloves. The 2-0. On the ground, hard hit to short. Backhand bobble by Dale, and he's not able to pick it cleanly. Angeles is aboard, and that'll be ruled a base hit for Eurybiel. Fifth hit in the last four games for Angeles. Going. They've been blank for a couple half innings after Fort Wayne hadn't scored for three straight. They put up three runs. Can Lansing potentially answer here? Down 9-4 in the sixth. Pushing towards the 9 o'clock hour. Here's Joshua Wright. Bouncing ball towards third off one high hop, fielded by Dunn. Throws to second. Back to first. Safe as Joshua just beats it out. Close play. Nearly a 5-4-3 turn. Instead, just the force at second as Angeles is out. Two gone in this sixth inning. That base hit for Angeles was the first hit for the Nuts, by the way, since that third inning where Tyler Soderstrom racked up his second and then came around to score. Here's Matt Cross. Slightly open stance from the right side. The pitch home from the lefty. Lifted out to shallow center, looping in the air for Melian, and the second baseman goes to his right to make the catch. And that'll do it for Lansing. Jackson Wolf is through six, only allowing four runs and seven hits and putting up three straight zeros. We head to the seventh, 9-4, Fort Wayne leading.
I found hope in the midst of an overwhelming situation.
I let go of trying to control things that I had no control over, and that helped me find peace of mind.
Alcoholism is a disease that can affect any family. Everyone suffers, but there is help and hope at Al-Anon Family Groups.
I was constantly stressed and worried. Now I approach each day with joy and gratitude.
In Al-Anon, families and friends of alcoholics find new ways to heal from the effects of a loved one's drinking.
Al-Anon gave me my life back. I'm a better father and husband.
Are you in an overwhelming situation because of someone else's drinking? Al-Anon and Alateen can help. Local and virtual meetings are available. Maybe one could work for you. For information, 00-0033 or visit alanon.org/hope.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
To the seventh inning we go at Jackson Field on a hot, humid night in Michigan State Capitol. We appreciate you stopping in on a Labatt Blue Thirsty Thursday. Fort Wayne, unfortunately, in front by five right now. Charles Hall back out for this seventh inning, his first full inning of work. And the first pitch comes inside, ball one, to Calvin Malveon. Melian with a couple of hits tonight, grounded into a double play. The pitch flies outside. Two balls, no strikes. Hall came in to get the final out in the sixth with the bases loaded last half inning. This pitch hits on the outside corner, strike one. 85 miles an hour on that pitch. Seen that high arcing curve from him a couple times already in his first stint here with Lansing in 2022. 2-1. On the ground, bounced one hop right back to Hall. Runs over to first. Overhand toss. Soderstrom bends a little to make the catch. One away. Well, pretty cool if you didn't see it last night. Major League Baseball, for the first time in its history, had two immaculate half innings in the same game by the same team, the Houston Astros. Here's Anthony Villar. The pitch, that's in there on the outside corner. Luis Garcia did it in the second inning, and then Phil Maton in the seventh. And Phil Maton, a former Fort Wayne Tin Cap. The pitch, bouncing ball towards Soderstrom, comes up. Room service hop, as Jesse Goldberg-Strassler would say. Belt high for Soderstrom, runs to first, two away. We go back to the top of the card for Jared Dale. Maton was a Caps reliever in 2016. And how about that? Two different immaculate half innings in the same game by the same team against the same three Texas Ranger batters. The pitch, Dale takes it outside, ball one. Don't see that much, but what a night it was. 1-0, on the ground is second, to his right, Valenzuela down on an E, throws over to first in time, and that'll do it as we stretch it out and head to the home half, 9-4, Fort Wayne.
get my mic.
Bottom of the seventh inning, Lansing trailing 9-4, and the first pitch flies in there down low to Saheed Valenzuela. Lugnuts trying to get something going here against the lefty. Jackson Wolf coming back out for another half inning. The pitch, that comes in tight on Valenzuela. Two balls, no strikes. Lugnuts has not scored since the third inning. They've been blanked for three straight half innings. The pitch, on the ground, foul, third base side. Two balls and a strike. Valenzuela doubled in his first at bat to left center, then flew out to Jared Dale, the shortstop. Stands at the front of the box from the right side. And the 2-1. Lifted out to left field. Carrying, Basabe now comes in, circling, makes the catch. Two outs. Or one out, rather, in this seventh inning. There have been a couple of those balls from Valens yesterday that looked like it might have a chance and then just kind of died up in the wind, and that same thing happened there as the wind is whipping out towards right field at that 18 to 20 mile an hour clip tonight. Maciel stands in, takes a strike on the inner half of the plate. 9-4, Fort Wayne. We're in the bottom of the seventh at Jackson Field. It's 9 o'clock on a Thursday as a regular crowd has shuffled in. The pitch. And that's in there. Strike two. Maciel tonight, 0 for 3. Ground out, fly out, strike out. Trying to get aboard for the first time from the right side of the box. Leans the bat back on that back shoulder. And the pitch. Just off the inner third of the plate, and it's 1-2. Wolf continuing to battle here after giving up the early runs. Next pitch, outside. Two balls, two strikes. Fourth round selection and 23-year-old. Set and the pitch. That's inside and low. Three balls and two strikes. First time that Wolf is, well, second time actually that he's gone into the seventh inning this year. Hard hit ball that's fair down the third base side. Pass to diving Dunn into the corner. Maciel's around first, loses his helmet, and coasts into second with a double with one away in the seventh. Good swing from Gabriel Maciel. Craig Conklin over to pick up his helmet and help him out. Into scoring position with the Lugnuts needing some runs, down 9-4 in this seventh inning. And a man that's been rolling lately, Lawrence Butler, trying to get going for a first time tonight. The pitch. Hard hit ball, but looping liner that holds up for Melian for an out. It was a line drive, but it lofted up just nice enough and long enough for Melian to come in and grab it. And Butler now 0-4. So with two outs, here's Jared McDonald. 9-4, Tin Caps, bottom seven. Maciel at second with two away, the pitch. Hard hit, foul, third base side. Strike one on McDonald. He's 1-for-3. Base hit and a run scored in the first. Ground out in the third and the fifth. Jared the DH tonight. Wolf trying to get through seven. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Fastball away, 0-2. And he has a pitch from doing so. Would be his longest outing this year. His last one against Quad Cities, he went 6 2/3 back in late May. Trying to go seven in Lansing. The 0-2. Swing and a miss, and he does it. Gets the strikeout and the longest outing this year from Wolf. And in his career, seven innings, he's given up the four runs, but early on, and racks up his fourth strikeout. Let's head to the eighth. Fort Wayne in front by five in Lansing.
Do you worry about how much someone drinks?
Do you feel angry or depressed most of the time? Do you feel neglected or unloved?
Do you feel you attract people who tend to be
Do you have money problems because of someone else's drinking?
Are you afraid or embarrassed to bring your friends home?
Do you feel that if the drinker loved you, she or he would stop drinking?
If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
More than half of all adults have a family history of alcoholism.
Not everyone trapped by alcohol is an alcoholic.
Families and friends are suffering too.
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
Hi, I'm Marcus Martinez with the Lansing Lugnuts, Group Sales Account Executive. If you're looking to bring a group out this summer to have a blast at the ballpark, give me a call at 517-827-2584. I hope to hear from you, and go Nuts!
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
Off to the eighth we go. It's 9-4. Fort Wayne leading Lansing. Brock Whittlesey will come in to take over for Charles Hall in this eighth inning, as Lansing has gone to the pen for a third time. Whittlesey's first pitch, and that's in there. Strike one. Robert Hassel, Luke Dunn, and Matthew Acosta coming up in this eighth inning. The pitch home. Swatted up in the air. Left side of the diamond, back goes Angeles at short, and he will range to his left a couple of steps, makes the catch, one away. Lugnuts, that kind of dagger half inning was the sixth, put this, and the Nuts just haven't been able to get anything going. Four straight half innings with nothing up on the board, and it's been the lefty, Jackson Wolf. He has settled in nicely. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike one on Lucas Dunn. Charles Hall in his first outing for the Nuts. Good job keeping Fort Wayne scoreless through an inning and a third. Next offering. Whittlesey misses down low. One ball, one strike. Whittlesey's next pitch. Swing and a miss. One ball, two strikes. Charles Hall didn't give up any hits. Any runs, didn't have a strikeout, didn't have a walk. Just efficient through four batters faced. The pitch home. That shot foul up over the netting. One ball, two strikes. Again, reminder, we'll be back here tomorrow, 7:05, 6:50 pregame. Faith and Family Night with LaughCue Fireworks. On a Friday evening here in Michigan State Capitol. Next pitch. 1-2. Lifted out to center field. On the run, Maciel to his left. Gliding, makes the catch casually for the second out. Boy, that didn't look easy, but he made it look easy, I suppose. A lot more nonchalant than the regular person would be on a long fly out to the deepest part of the park, but that's why these guys are pros. Great job by Maciel there. Two away. Matthew Acosta now to the plate. 9-4 Fort Wayne in the eighth. The pitch home from Whittlesey. That's outside. Ball one. Lansing then will have Star Wars night on Saturday. Can't wait for that one. 1-0. That's outside. Two balls, no strikes. Tune in to see how many Star Wars references Jesse and I can make in one broadcast. Certainly come out and celebrate some nice uniforms for the Nuts. The pitch. Hard hit the other way. Base hit as it gets by Angeles. And Acosta is on with two outs. Also a LaughCue firework night on Saturday. So you get back-to-back firework nights tomorrow and Saturday. And if that's not good enough, and come on out for a Capital City Market Kids Day to wrap up this week. 1:05 on Sunday as the Nuts and Tin Caps will do this three more times this weekend, and we'd love to have you at Jackson Field. The pitch home. And on the hands, twisted back, sweet level. Look out. Strike one on Stronach. And if that's not good enough for you, if you can't make it tomorrow or Saturday or Sunday, well, guess what? We're going to have a whole nother week of games at Jackson Field next week. The 0-1 pitch from Brock Whittlesey. Up high, one ball, one strike. The Beloit Skycarp will come in after the Lugnuts just went in and visited Beloit, Wisconsin a few weeks ago. The Skycarp will come to town here to Jackson Field next Tuesday. This pitch lifted out to right center field. Hit deep, but should be playable. Maciel to his left in front of Butler makes the catch. And that'll do it for the top of the eighth. So, come on out to Jackson Field for the rest of this series or next week. Six more home games against Beloit. We're going to head to the bottom of the eighth. Lansing trailing 9-4.
Student safety affects us all, and you can make a difference using OK to Say.
Did you know that in 81% of violent incidents in U.S. schools, at least one other person had information that a school attack was planned but failed to report it?
How many lives could have been saved if just one person had said something?
OK to Say can change that. OK to Say is an easy and confidential way for Michigan students to report anything that threatens their safety or the safety of others.
If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, you can submit a confidential tip using the OK to Say mobile app.
OK to Say website. Or call 8555-OK2SAY.
The tip information is confidential, so you never have to worry about retaliation, rejection, or being labeled a snitch. It's that easy.
You might be the one person who helps to prevent a tragedy.
Take a stand and protect yourself and others by using OK2SAY. Because if you won't, who will?
Hi, I'm Nick Bertoia. I'm the Corporate Sales Manager here with the Lansing Lugnuts. If you're a business looking to plan a fun outing to reward employees, treat clients, and build team morale, give me a call at 517-827-2598 to talk more about our great group venues. Now back to Lugnuts Baseball. Go Nuts!
Hi, this is Russ Langer, voice of the Las Vegas Aviators. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now back to the action. Alongside Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jaxa.
All right, off we go to the bottom of the eighth inning. Tyler Soderstrom leads off against the new man on the hill, Ramon Perez. Lefty throws. And the first pitch, down low, ball one. Soderstrom tonight, 2 for 3, has the two singles in the first and the third, grounded out to Jackson Wolf in his last at-bat. Perez coming in after Wolf goes 7. This pitch hits off the back as Soderstrom turned his shoulder and gets plunked. He takes it and will head to first base. Well, this crowd is waiting to come unglued here. Maybe the Lugnuts can give him something in the eighth inning. Finally, a new man on the mound, but it's another lefty against the Nuts. After Jackson Wolf went 7 innings tonight and started tough, giving up the 3-home run shot to Lacero. Here is Lacero, and the pitch down low, ball one. Armenteros, the 3-run shot to straightaway center in the first. The only Nuts home run in this series so far, believe it or not. Then walked in the third, struck out in the sixth. Wolf gave up 8 hits, those 4 runs early. 1 walk, 4 strikeouts, and that home run to Armenteros in 96 pitches of work. Longest outing this year, 1-0. Hard hit, back foul off the sweets. 1-1. And Lacero Armenteros. Perez's pitch. Hard hit through the hole left side, bouncing into left field for Armenteros. First two have reached in the eighth, and here come the Nuts. Well, this is the offense we saw earlier in the game, and last night after 15 hits, fueled by the HBP on Soderstrom, and now the base hit from Armenteros. Anales now steps in. He had 2 hits last night. And 2 hits the night before. Can he have 2 hits tonight? Well, he's already got 1. First and second, nobody out. 9-4, Fort Wayne, bottom 8. Don't count this Lugnut offense out just yet. Perez set and throws. Pitches high and outside. Ball 1. Perez, the 6'1", 225-pound Cuban from an international free agent that signed in 2016. He was up with AA San Antonio for a little bit here in 2022. Now down with Fort Wayne. Next pitch in there, strike 1. Closed out the game a couple of nights ago. Perez with an ERA up over 7 this year through 7 games and 8 2/3 innings pitched. 11 strikeouts, 6 walks. The pitch. Swing and a miss. His fastball, he was late. 1-2 on the righty. Eurybiel Anjeles. 5'11", 175-pounder from the Dominican Republic. Just 20 years old. 22-year-old against 20-year-old. The pitch. Slider comes in. Anjeles doesn't offer, according to Clyburn Rondon. Good eye there from Eurybiel. 2-2. Here come this Lugnuts crowd. 2 on, nobody out. 9-4, Tin Caps. And a break-even pitch. Swatted foul. Up and out of play over the sweet level this time. Anjeles has such quick hands. He really makes it look effortless down there at the plate. It's amazing. He doesn't even really have to move the bottom half of his body. Just a flick of the wrist there. And gets a good chunk out of that one. Here's the 2-2. Breaking ball fought off again. That goes off of Anjeles and then into fair play. So a dead ball. And it remains 2-2. Lugnuts have not scored since the third inning. This would be a great time to get some more runs, down by 5. They have 9 hits. Fort Wayne has 12. Fort Wayne leads by 5. The pitch. On the ground, one hopped back to the pitcher. Perez throws to second, back to first. It's a double play. Well executed as Soderstrom gets to third. 1-4-3 on the double play. 2 outs. Well, that's a guy that knew exactly what to do with the baseball if it came his way. Perez turned around immediately. Got the out there. Coors. And now it'll be up to Joshuan Wright with 2 outs. Still 9-4, Tin Caps. The pitch home. Fastball in there, strike one. Perez comes set from the stretch and throws. That's in there, strike two. Well, he went heavy breaking stuff to Angeles. Now he pumps in two quick fastballs to Joshuan. Can Wright poke one out in play and score Tyler Soderstrom? He's 0-3 tonight. Soderstrom at third, 0-2. In on the hands, bounce towards first, but just to the right of the pillow. It remains no balls, two strikes on Joshuan Wright. 5'6", 195-pound, 21-year-old from Panama. Wright signed as an international free agent in 2017, and 3 for his first 4 in this series coming in, but 0-3 tonight. Had a double on the first pitch he saw last night. The 0-2. Swing and a miss. Up and out to Wright, and that's going to do it. So they leave Soderstrom stranded at third. A double play and a strikeout for Ramon Perez. We head to the ninth. Lansing trailing Fort Wayne 9-4 at Jackson Field.
Do you worry about how much someone drinks?
Do you feel angry or depressed most of the time? Do you feel neglected or unloved?
Do you feel you attract people who tend to be compulsive or abusive?
Do you have money problems because of someone else's drinking?
Are you afraid or embarrassed to bring your friends home?
Do you feel that if the drinker loved you?
If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
More than half of all adults have a family history of alcoholism.
Not everyone trapped by alcohol is an alcoholic.
Families and friends are suffering too.
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
Hi, I'm Marcos Martinez with the Lansing Lugnuts, Group Sales Account Executive. If you're looking to bring a group out this summer to have a blast at the ballpark, give me a call at 517-827-2584. I hope to hear from you, and go nuts.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
On to the ninth we go here as Brock Whittlesey's first pitch is in there, strike one. Olivier Basabe stepping in, Augustine Ruiz and Calvin Malian as well in this ninth inning as Whittlesey tries to get them in order. The pitch, that's flied back off the netting, no balls, two strikes. Adam Jackson with you tonight. Appreciate you stopping in. Tin Caps up by 5. Whittlesey held them in check in that eighth inning after allowing a base hit, but that was it. Lansing has not scored since the third inning. The pitch home. That's up and in and buzzes back. Basabe, helmet goes flying. That happened last night as well because he stands so close to the plate. So when you get a high fastball up, he's got to move out of the way quickly. And he did so there. Brock Whittlesey with that long orangish face. The pitch, That's down low, two balls, two strikes. Some would call it tamed here in 2022. He's trimmed it since coming down to high A, but it is still a good few inches long. The pitch popped up, out of play, two balls, two strikes. Whittlesey, 6'3", 210-pound, 25-year-old out of Mesa, Arizona. Was an undrafted free agent, signed a few years ago from New Mexico State. Go Aggies. The pitch home. That's down low. And it's three balls, two strikes on Basabe, who is reached three times tonight. He's only got one hit, but reached on an error in the fifth, and then bases loaded walk in the sixth. And time called. Looks like we've got a baseball. Well, we've got multiple things happening, as is typically the case. The security is out to confiscate the cup snakes, and that never draws a cheerful reaction from the crowd here on a thirsty Thursday. 3-2 in on the hands, and that's fought back up into the suites. Means three balls, two strikes. And there was a baseball that got loose from the bullpen at Fort Wayne. They've got an arm throwing down the left field side. In the meantime, 3-2 count on Basabe. The pitch. Hard hit through the hole left side, and Angeles doesn't even really make a move towards it. That was just a dart right between him and right. A good swing from Basabe. He's on for a fourth time tonight, and now his second hit. Augustine Ruiz steps in, and the first pitch, fly foul, strike one. 9-4, our Fort Wayne leading, 13 hits tonight for the Tin Caps. No errors. Lansing has not played a clean game. Four runs on nine hits, but four errors tonight for the Nuts. Whittlesey's throw. Outside, one ball, one strike. Ruiz, 0-4 tonight. Couple of ground balls over to Soderstrom at first, and then a couple of flyouts to Maciel and Butler in center and right field. 1-1 pitch, up high, 2-1. Tomorrow for the Nuts, it is going to be Joey Estes as he works back his second outing off the IL. The pitch, swing and a miss. That one came low and in on Ruiz. Good pitch there by Whittlesey. Two balls, two strikes. And then the final game of this series, or I apologize, Saturday then we'll see Blake Beers, and then the final game will be Shohei Tomioka. The pitch, down low. Three balls, two strikes. But the Nuts would have loved to get the 2-1 series lead tonight. It is going to take a massive ninth inning to do so. They've got to get three outs here in the top of the ninth first. Another 3-2 count. Outside, ball four, and the first two have reached against Whittlesey. Back-to-back counts that get to 3-2. One ends in a base hit, the other ends in a walk. And you're flirting with the danger zone right now because Melian and Villar, the 8-9 hitters, and then you go back to the top of the order. You don't want to do that. Calvin Melian steps in from the right side. The pitch, and that's shot out to right field. Butler coming in, sliding forward, makes the catch. And there's the first out of this ninth inning. Nice grab by Butler, who was coming on late there. That ball dropped pretty quickly. And Butler, it looked like that ball was going to hold up. Had to make a quick adjustment at the end there and still held on to it. Runners stay put at first and second, and now it's Anthony Villar. Righty on lefty, Whittlesey's pitch. Poured in, strike one. Villar at the bottom of the order in his series debut has reached twice. Walk, error, strikeout, ground out. He bats with two on and one out. The pitch outside. One ball, one strike. Sun has gone under as we approach 9:30 here in the Eastern time zone. The wind has died down a little, but still swirling the American flag out and right. 1-1. That's down low. Two balls and a strike. We had our hottest game time temp yesterday, 93 degrees. And then right behind it, game time temp today was 90 degrees. So we had been sitting in the 70s and low 80s the last couple of weeks. 2-1. That's inside. Three balls and a strike. And then the Michigan weather struck right on cue. Heat advisory as of yesterday. As long as it's not rain, and we have had no rain in the forecast so far through the first three games. The pitch. Hard hit out to right field. Hanging up and right at Butler. Sidesteps to his right. Makes the second straight out. And now back to the order with two outs and Jared Dale. Boy, if you're Lawrence Butler, you couldn't have positioned that any better. And so with two outs, Dale tonight has reached three times with a couple hits, single and a double, two runs scored. Can Whittlesey maneuver out of this half inning and keep this a five-run game? The pitch. Slider up Wayne. They scored on five straight singles in the first inning before an out was recorded and had four runs just like that against Stevie Emanuels. This pitch sent deep out to center field, but hanging up, Maciel now sprints back towards the wall and makes the catch just in front of the track as he braces against the wall. So the first two reach, but no harm done. We head to the home half of the ninth. Last chance for the Nuts, down 9-4 at Jackson Field.
Student safety affects us all, and you can make a difference using OK to Say.
Did you know that in 81% of violent incidents in U.S. schools, at least one other person had information that a school attack was planned but failed to report it?
How many lives could have been saved if just one person had said something?
OK to Say can change that. OK to Say is an easy and confidential way for Michigan students to report anything that threatens their safety or the safety of others.
If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, you can submit a confidential tip using the OK to Say mobile app.
Or you can submit by text, email, the OK to Say website, or call 8555-OK-TO-SAY.
The tip information is confidential, so you never have to worry about retaliation, rejection, or being labeled a snitch. It's that easy.
You might be the one person who helps to prevent a tragedy.
Take a stand and protect yourself and others by using OK to Say, because if you won't, who will?
Hi, I'm Nick Bertoia. I'm the Corporate Sales Manager here with the Lansing Lugnuts. If you're a business looking to plan a fun outing to reward employees, treat clients, and build team morale, give me a call at 517-827-2598 to talk more about our great group venues. Now back to Lugnuts Baseball. Go Nuts.
Hi, this is Russ Langer, voice of the Las Vegas Aviators. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now back to the action. Alongside Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jaxa.
All right, here we go. Last chance for the Nuts in the bottom of the ninth. And the first pitch pumped in there, strike one to Matt Cross, 9-4, Fort Wayne leading. Saeed Valenzuela will follow, and then Gabriel Maciel. Next pitch, and that sidearm sling is low. Ethan Routzan is into the game now. Routzan, rather. This pitch is flied out to right center field, but Ruiz is there, reaches over and lunges down and collapses, making the catch. That one a little bit wider than he thought. And he still had to reach over to his right a little bit to make the catch for the first out of this ninth inning. First pitch in there to Sahid Valenzuela, strike one. Next pitch, that's outside, one ball, one strike. Lansing has been blanked for the final five half innings here and trying to avoid making it six to see if they can get something going, but need something from Valenzuela. The righty's toss, bouncer off the plate to the right of the mound, charging is Meleon, throws and makes the play on the run there, falling down, momentum carrying him forward, a sidearm sling, and he gets the out, two away. What a play by Meleon. Two outs. And here comes Gabriel Maciel. Last chance for the Nuts, down 9 to the righty's pitch. Maciel squares to bunt. Did he pull the bat back? Looks like he did in time as that one came in by the shoe tops. Ball one. Lugnuts have had base hits. One in the 8th, 7th, 6th. None in the 4th or the 5th, but no runs. 1-0. Outside, two balls, no strikes. Maciel tonight is 1-for-4. Ground out in the 1st, strikeout in the 2nd, fly out in the 4th, double in the 7th, down the 3rd base side. 2-0 pitch. Outside, three balls, no strikes. Lugnuts looking for a base runner and a chance for maybe Lawrence Butler to come up and extend his hitting streak and on base streak. That is in jeopardy right now. He waits on deck with two outs. 3-0. That grooves the outside corner. Strike one. Maciel, the switch hitter, digs back in from the left side of the plate. 3-1. Outside and low, and Butler now comes up. Base runner for the Nuts in the 9th on the walk to Maciel. All right, well, coming into the night, Lawrence Butler riding a 9-game hitting streak and a 10-game on-base streak. He wants to extend this game, most importantly, but a chance to extend both of those streaks as well. First pitch pumped in there, strike one. 9-4, Fort Wayne leading in the bottom of the 9th with two outs. Maciel is at first. The 0-1. Kicked back off the netting, and Butler behind, no balls, two strikes as he lifts his helmet off his head, resets it, and stands back in. That big athletic build, 6'2", 215 for the 21-year-old out of Atlanta. The pitch, whacked foul, up and out of play. Third base side, two strikes. Butler digs back in with those bright red shoes. 0-2. Low and inside. Good take. One ball, two strikes. Butler's had some good swings tonight, but just nothing with solid contact. He's fought off many balls, but again, everything in play has been weak. 1-2. Hard hit through the middle of the infield. Base hit. Maciel sprints around second, losing his helmet. The throw comes in late. Head first slide by Maciel. There's the base hit for Butler to extend the streaks and extend this baseball game. And right on cue, there's the hard contact we hadn't seen yet tonight from Butler. So they're at the corners with two outs. You just never can give up on this Nuts offense. A ton of talent. And now you got the meat of the order coming up here with Jared McDonald, and then Tyler Soderstrom. First pitch flies in, strike one on McDonald. Jared had a base hit back in the 1st. Couple of ground outs and a strikeout since. The 0-1. Swing and a miss from McDonald. Disappointed that he went after that pitch that was outside. And it's 0-2. Jared digs back in from the right side. Maciel at third, and Butler a ton of speed at first. 0-2. Swing and a tapper, and McDonald and the Nuts just stay alive. Down to their final strike once again. Jared digs back in. 19th rounder from Western Oregon. The pitch home. Inside, and it plunks him in the backside. Bases loaded for Tyler Soderstrom. And a big smile from Jared as he gets down to first base. And the tension, the drama, now it will be Tyler Soderstrom time. He doesn't have an RBI tonight, but he's got the second most in the Midwest League this year, sitting at 41 after he had another 4 RBI performance last night. Third time he's done that this year. He came up in this situation last night in the 7th with the bases loaded, 2 outs, and cranked a double, emptying the bases. First pitch, low and inside, ball 1. Don't need everything back yet. Still not having the tying run at the plate. Lugnuts down 5, bases loaded. Tying run is on deck, and Lázaro Armenteros just have to keep extending the game. 1-0. Outside, 2 balls, no strikes. A hitter-friendly count to Tyler Soderstrom from Ethan Routson. The 2-0. Soderstrom lashes that out to left center field. Basabe going back and makes the catch in front of the track, and that's how this one ends. Well, Soderstrom gave the fans a charge, but it didn't quite make it out. And the Lugnuts fall to the Tin Caps 9-4 as Fort Wayne bounces back. And they've won the first 2 games out of the 3 here in Lansing. Winning tonight and winning game 1. So we will head to the weekend with the Tin Caps in front of this series 2-1. As again, the final tonight, Fort Wayne 9, Lansing 4. We'll take a break, come back, wrap things up with the postgame show as Lansing falls here at home in game 3 of 6 against Fort Wayne.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, 1-1 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Meet Keith, loving dad, board game champ, bus driving pro.
I drive 65,000 miles in my bus each year. If people knew what I know, lives could be saved. Like how there are some things I simply can't see. On my route the other day, a car tried to sneak past me and ends up right in my blind spot. I turned slowly, so accident avoided. But no car should be in the blind spot for a 40,000-pound bus. It's our roads. It's our safety.
Visit www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Tough one tonight for the Lugnuts. They fall to 23-37, while the Tin Caps improve to 24-36. 9-4 final. Fort Wayne defeats Lansing on 13 hits and no errors. Lansing with those 4 runs on 10 hits and 4 errors. Jackson Wolf, the winner, now 3-3 on the season, and Stevie Emanuels drops to 3-6 on the year. Lansing got behind early 4-0, but then hit a 3-run homer from Lázaro Armenteros to make it 4-3. But then Fort Wayne came right back with 2 runs in the 2nd to push it to 6-3. Tyler's got a wild pitch. It was 6-4, but then the big half inning came in the 6th. 3 runs against Diego Granado. knocked him out of the game and really knocked Lansing out of the game, as that put the Tin Caps lead up to 5 and really didn't feel like Lansing had a shot to come back after that. Charles Hall got his first debut in 2022 as he went an inning and a third out of the pen, and then Brock Whittlesey, the final two innings, gave up a couple of hits, no runs, with a walk and no strikeouts. Tonight's game, 2 hours and 35 minutes, and a big crowd on a Labatt Blue Thirsty Thursday. 5,946 fans coming out on a 90-degree night at Jackson Field. Quality Dairy Light Show is ongoing. We will be back tomorrow, 7:05 first pitch, as it will be the Lansing Lugnuts and the Fort Wayne Tin Caps for a fourth game. Noel Vila and Joey Estes will throw tomorrow. It is a faith and family night. Jesse Goldberg-Strassler will be back with myself tomorrow, pregame at 6:50. And again, we hope to see you at the park tomorrow night as the Lugnuts look to even up this series at 2 apiece. Final score, one more final time tonight. Fort Wayne 9, Lansing 4. The Lugnuts fall to 23-37. Have a great evening, and we'll talk to you tomorrow from Jackson Field.